Oh, I love you anyway.
It's time now for North Iowa Bison Sports, brought to you by Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson. Matson Seeds, your Beck's Hybrids dealer of Buffalo Center. Old Fire Liquor of Buffalo Center. BC Hardware of Buffalo Center. State Savings Bank of Rake. Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli of Buffalo Center. Titanka Burt Communications. Martinson Auto Parts of Buffalo Center. Patriot Bar and Grill of Lakota. Nate Heidecker, your Channel Seedsman of Lakota. BC Repair of Buffalo Center. Ag Performance of Buffalo Center and Ormsby. The North Iowa Community School District, Forest City 4. Miller Pharmacy of Forest City. Buckets Bar and Grill of Buffalo Center. Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona. Hamilton Auto Body of Titanka. Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft. Tate Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong. East Chain LP Gas. Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center. State Line Cooperative. Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman. United Hospital District. New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, and by Greg Heine, your Pioneer Seeds dealer of Delavan. Good Friday evening, everybody. We welcome you to the Belmont Clemmie High School gym in Belmont, Iowa, as we are getting set for Top of Iowa Conference boys and girls basketball tonight here on 98 Country, as we begin with the girls game between the Broncos of Belmont Clemmie and the Lady Bison of North Iowa. North Iowa 1-6 coming into tonight's game. Belmont Clemmie at 3-3. And we'll come back and break down the two teams as we continue our pregame show from Belmont. Coming up after we take this time out, you're listening to Lady Bison basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com. Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. For over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana, and today, Matson Seed are proud Beck's dealers dedicated to serving farmers in North Iowa. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We're committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Brad Matson at 641-590-2471.
Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center is your one-stop liquor store. Check out their inventory, including your favorite beers, wines, and liquors, along with great gift ideas, including wine bags, glasses and gifts, can koozies, wine bottle openers, and backpack coolers. They're open from 5 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 1 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays through Thursdays, Fridays 1 to 10 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your one-stop liquor store is Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center. BC Hardware is your locally owned and operated hardware hang store in Buffalo Center. Come on in and find a full selection of hardware, tools, ranch, and pet supplies at great low prices. You'll find a nice selection of interior and exterior paints in a wide variety of colors and styles. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 3, and Sunday, 11 to 3. As always, you'll get the great hometown service you've come to expect from BC Hardware, downtown Buffalo Center.
You've got a lot more going for you.
The State Savings Bank has been serving the Rake area since 1914. State Savings Bank offers a wide variety of banking services, including checking and savings accounts, certificates of deposit, IRAs, consumer, agricultural, and commercial loans, safe deposit boxes, and online banking at rakestatesavingsbank.com. Stop in and let their staff help you with all of your banking needs. The State Savings Bank of Rake, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli in Buffalo Center is here to serve you. Main Street Market is your local connection for quality meats and fresh produce, along with friendly service and great prices. the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli has made-to-order home-cooked meals, daily specials, along with roasted chicken and pizza. When you think hometown service, think Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, downtown Buffalo Center. We are back in Belmont as we continue on our pregame show here tonight. North Iowa girls come into tonight's matchup, as I mentioned, 1-6. They've had a tough week here thus far. They are 0-2 here coming into tonight's game for this week as they hosted the West Hancock Eagles up in Buffalo Center on Tuesday and lost that game 44-30. And then West Bend Mallard made the road trip up to Buffalo Center to take on the Lady Bison last night. And West Bend Mallard unbeaten and a very good team this year. And they are they won that game 47-30. Now for Belmont Clemmy, they had a very defensive battle with North Union here in Belmont on Tuesday night. And North Union escaped with a 48-43 win over Belmont Clemmy on Tuesday night. And after tonight, both teams go into their Christmas holiday break. North Iowa will come back here 2 weeks from tonight, and they will host Bishop Garrigan up in Buffalo Center. Belmont Clemmy will return here in 2 weeks, and they will host Four City here in Belmont. We'll take a break and take a look at your starters for your girls' game. Coming up after we take this time out, you're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Zaitanka Burt Communications provides the area with the latest in communications technology. Customers rely on them for many services, including business solutions, voicemail, and personal 800 numbers. Zaitanka Burt Communications provides area residents with high-speed DSL internet service. Visit their website at tbctel.com and hook up with the latest communication technology from Zaitanka Burt Communications.
Martinson Auto Parts of Buffalo Center is your complete auto parts store, carrying a full supply of parts for any vehicle of any make. They carry a wide variety of Baldwin filters for auto, ag, and industrial equipment, and they make hydraulic hoses. Martinson Auto Parts is also your Milwaukee tool dealer with prices competitive to the big box store. If they don't have what you need, they can get it for you. For all your automotive parts needs, head on into Martinson Auto Parts, Highway 9, Buffalo Center. The Patriot Bar and Grill of Lakota is a great place to meet your friends for food and fun. Tuesday night is taco night. They have chicken and beef tacos, taco pizza, taco fries, and so much more. Thursday night is chicken night. You can get their all-you-can-eat chicken buffet, or you can get a carry-out with your favorites from the buffet. And Friday night is fish night. They're open Tuesday through Saturday at 5, with the kitchen open until 8:30. Check out their Facebook page for their upcoming nightly specials at the Patriot Bar and Grill in Lakota. At Channel Seeds, they take pride in delivering a next-level customer experience focused entirely on you. Anticipating your needs is at the heart of what they do. Channel goes beyond just meeting your expectations. They recommend actionable strategies with the help of their Channel Field Checkup Series and the Climate Field View platform to help you achieve your vision and exceed your goals. For more information, see Nate Heidecker, your Channel Seedsman of Lakota. You and Channel Seeds, a partner in your fields and in your success. If you find yourself broke down, give BC Repair in Buffalo Center a call at 641-562-2580. BC Repair does on-the-farm service for your farm tractor and combine repair, or if it's a big job, they'll come in and get it from you and bring it to their shop. BC Repair can also take care of any repairs on your skid loaders along with gas and diesel tractors. BC Repair is also your authorized dealer for Toro, John's Group, Briggs & Stratton, and Kohler engines and interstate batteries. Stop in and see Larry and Josh at BC Repair, Highway 9, Buffalo Center.
Many farmers in our area saw reduced yields in their soybeans due to white mold infestation. White mold is caused by a fungus that infects the beans at the flowering stage in a cool, wet conditions. At Ag Performance, we have the solution. Xylem Plus fungicide, applied at R1 and again 2 weeks later, has proven very effectively in preventing the spread of white mold in your soybean fields. Call us at Ag Performance at 641-562-2370.
And we are back in Belmont as we take a look here at your starters for both squads. First of all, the visitors up on the scoreboard, the North Iowa Lady Bison. Number 2, Aisha Job, 5'4" senior. Number 3, Bella Langfold, 5'8" sophomore. Number 10, Brooklyn Price, 5'6" sophomore. Number 12, Ashlyn Beekler, 5'7" senior. And number 14, Emma Eichenberger, a 5'6" sophomore for the brother and sister coaching duo of Rick Meyer and Tyann Benkin. Now for Belmont Clemmy, They're going to go with these starters. Number 21, Quinn Gabrielson, 5'8" senior. Number 22, Kaelin Morris, 5'4" junior. Number 23, Shayla Aguilera, 5'4" senior. Number 30, Kaylee Coolers, a 6-foot senior. And number 31, Addison Lamb, a 5'10" senior for Coach Jim Severson and the Broncos of Belmont Clemmie. Jim Severson, I believe, in his third season here at the helm here at Belmont Clemmie. We'll take one more break, and we will come back with tonight's girls matchup between North Iowa and Belmont Clemmie. Coming up after we take this timeout, you're listening
to North
Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Iowa weather is unpredictable. 80 degrees one day, snowflakes the next. Forest City Ford has vehicles designed to take on anything Mother Nature has to offer. This is Michelle for Forest City Ford. We currently have F-150s, 250s, Broncos, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, and more ready to go. We can find any vehicle you're looking for, so contact us today. We're local, family-owned Forest City Ford, where customers send their friends at the corner of Highway 9 and 69. In Forest City or online at ForestCityFord.com.
The North Iowa Community School District serves the communities of Buffalo Center, Rake, Lakota, and Thompson, with the school building centrally located in Buffalo Center. They have a wellness center for students in the community, and you can purchase a membership to use the equipment in the facility. For more information on their schools or wellness center, please call the North Iowa School in Buffalo Center at 641-562-2525. The North Iowa Community Schools, linking students with success. Miller Pharmacy of Forest City is proud to support the North Iowa Bison. Their staff works with their clients to make sure that your prescriptions are filled promptly in person and can mail prescriptions to North Iowa fans for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., as well as Saturday mornings. Give them a call at 641-585-3931, 24 hours a day, and leave a message when it's convenient for you. Miller Pharmacy of Forest City, serving Winnebago County. Have a great meal soon at Bucket's Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center. They have nightly specials, including an all-you-can-eat fried chicken buffet Mondays with mashed potatoes and gravy and potato, pasta, and Oreo salads. Adults eat for $14, and kids eat in under $8. Tacos Tuesdays, tenderloins Wednesdays, Philly sandwiches Thursdays. They're all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays with coleslaw and your choice of chips, fries, or a baked potato for just $12. Double cheeseburger Saturdays, and Sunday night is pizza night. Head on over to Buckus Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. And we are back here in Belmont as we are getting set for tonight's girls matchup. As part of our doubleheader between North Iowa and Belmont Clemmie. And again, your starters here for both squads. For North Iowa, their usual, Aisha Jobe, as well as Bella Langfeld, Brooklyn Price, Ashlyn Beekler, and Emma Eichenberger. And for Belmont Clemmie, Quinn Gabrielson, Kaelin Morris, Shaylee Aguilera, Kaylee Coolers, and Addison Lamb. And the ball controlled here now by North Iowa. And automatic turnover here now as Aisha Jobe called for traveling. And the ball goes back to Belmont Clemmie, just underway. Inbounds pass this time going to be going here now to Aguilera. As she's going to walk it down court, gets it off this time to Lamb up in the front court. Basket to our left. She's on the right wing now with it. Going to get it back off this time now to Morris. Morris will drive in, lose the basketball, but picked right back up here now by the Broncos. Here's a three-point attempt this time by Lamb from the right side is no good. And the rebound off to Aguilera. Aguilera will drive around two defenders around North Iowa now. Gets it back off this time to Coolers. Coolers looking back inside, and ball tipped and taken away here now by North Iowa. Job in the front court. Basket to our right here this evening as he goes to Price on the high post right side. Price with it now, dribbling it right back to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense applied now by Belmont Clemmy. And now he's going to get it off this time to Alexis Gray in the ball game here. Now loose basketball and taken away here now by the Broncos. We go the other way. Lamb will go coast to coast. Put it up. No good. And we got a foul called here now on North Iowa. Lady Bison with their first foul of the night. Guilty of that one, it will be Brooklyn Price, her first. The first of the quarter here now for North Iowa. At the free throw line now, Addison Lamb. 5'10" senior here now for the Broncos. And the first free throw of two is good. Lamb makes the first of two. 1-0 our score. Broncos on top early here in our girls game. As game number one of our doubleheader tonight. Second free throw coming up here now by Lamb. As she takes a few dribbles, that one is up and good. She makes them both, and it's 2-0. Belmont Clemmy up on top. They come out pressing. Inbounds pass goes to Alexis Gray. Gray getting it back off to Price. Price tries to bring it down court, as she's guarded heavily here now by Lamb. Price has got to get it rid of it. Now she does this time to Job. She gets it up to the front court. Now basket to our right. Up on top to Gray. Gray will drive the baseline here this time. Bounce pass inside to Langfeld. Picks it up off the floor. Shoots no good. Rebound taken now by Eichenberger, North Iowa. Eichenberger gets it back out to Price. Price for three from the left side. Up and good. Brooklyn Price with her first three. And it's 3-2 North Iowa up on top. With it here now is Aguilera. Getting it back out this time to Lamb on the high post. Left side, Lamb with it here now for Belmont Clemmy, getting it back out this time. She dishes it off. Now she will drive, shoot, and score. Addison Lamb has all 4 points now for the Broncos, and it's 4-3. Belmont Clemmy up on top. The Broncos come out on a full court press. Down court pass, I should say, down to Gray. Back inside to Eichenberger. Eichenberger puts it up underneath and scores. Emma Eichenberger with her first deuce of the night, and it's 5-4 North Iowa up on top. With it now, Aguilera on the right wing gets it back up to Gabrielson. Lob pass inside and a foul going to be called this time now on Bella Langfald. Langfald picks up her first, the team's second of this first quarter with 5:50 left to go here now in our opening quarter. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Lamb for Belmont Clemmy. Addison Lamb will try to get it in as she gets it into Aguilera. Aguilera back out this time now to Coolers. Back out to Lamb for three. Right side, no good. Rebound taken here by the Bison. Here's Gray in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Back out to Price. She launches one from the right corner. A three, that is no good. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds back to Belmont Clemmy with 5.5 left to go here now in our opening quarter. 5-4 North Iowa up on top here in our girls game. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going to Aguilera. She'll walk it up to the front court. Basket to our left. Up on top now to Coolers. Back out to Lamb now over on the right side. Lamb gets it back over now to Gabrielson. Gabrielson bounce pass inside. Now to Coolers up and in. Kaylee Coolers with her first deuce of the night in a 6-5 Belmont Clemmy up on top. Gray in the front court, basket to our right. She's going to dribble it now to the high post right side. Gets it out to the right wing, now to Job. Job looking inside for Langfold, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Broncos. It will go back here now to the Lady Bison. Subtime number five, Kendra Hudepaul will check in here now for Belmont Clemmy, and she will check in here now for Keelan Morris. Hudepaul into the ball game here now. Inbounds pass goes this time now to Aisha Joe. Back out now to Price. I should say to Gray. She shoots a three from the right side. No good. Rebound taken by the Broncos. Down court. Gray, check that. That is going to be Gabrielson. Going in, shooting, and no good. Rebound taken by Job to the front court. Basket to our right here. This time she's on the high post right side. Dribbles it out to the right wing. Gets it off now to Price. Price around the perimeter this time now. Off to Gray left side. Gray now with it here for North Iowa. Dribbling to the free throw line. Underneath that Eichenberger. Turn around. Jump shot. Eichenberger is up and good. Emma with her fourth point. 7-6 North Iowa. Back and forth. 1 point leads here early on. Now North Iowa has that 1 point lead. Up on top, Gabrielson. Getting it back out to Aguilera right side. Up on top to Gabrielson. Gabrielson back to Hudepohl. Hudepohl up on top this time, looking now for Lamb on the left side. Lamb getting it back off this time to Gabrielson. She will drive, lose the basketball, and we got ourselves a tie up. Emma Eichenberger right there to pull it away from her. And the alternating possession will go back to Belmont Clemmy with 4 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Addison Lamb. Playing basket to our left here this time. Gets it back inside now to Gabrielson. Gabrielson back out to Hudepohl, and she is going to be fouled here by North Iowa. Lady Bison guilty of that foul. Guilty of that one. Brooklyn Price, her second, the team's third of this first quarter with 2:53 left to go now in the opening quarter. Gabrielson back out to Lamb on the right side. Lamb back out to Gabrielson, high post right side, brings it back to the top of the key, fires back out this time, now goes back inside to Lamb, underneath with a shot is no good that time, held by Morris, and North Iowa with a rebound. Eichenberger on the high post, right side, fires out to the right wing, now to Gray. Gray getting it back off, now to Brooklyn Price. Price with it now, top of the key, back to Job, high post left side. Job to the top of the key, back out to Gray now on the right wing. Gray double team, bounce pass inside, Langfeld, and she's fouled on the floor. Langfeld fouled on the floor that time here now by Belmont Clemmy. Guilty of that one. Kaylee Coolers, her first of the quarter here now for the Broncos. We're down to 3:20 left to go in the opening quarter. Brooklyn Price will come out, and I believe checking in for the first time here will be Jennifer Lopez. Inbounds pass goes to Job now in the right corner, takes the baseline, and she is going to be called for traveling. Yep. She is called for traveling with 3:16 left to go here now in the opening quarter, and a 7-6 lead here for North Iowa in our girls' game. Here's Lamb bringing it down court now for Belmont Clemmy, playing basket to our left. Lamb out to the right wing. She'll launch a three, no good. Rebound taken by Job, North Iowa. We go the other way now. Job getting up to the front court, basket to our right this time. Job with the basketball for North Iowa. Gets it off to Lopez, back at center circle, now to Gray. Gray, top of the key for the Lady Bison. Will dribble it out to the left wing this time. Back out to Langfeld. Loose basketball picked off this time here now by the Broncos. Going all the way, shooting and missing, and it being fouled that time here now by... it's Aguilera going in for the shot and missing, but she's fouled. I believe it's Lopez with the foul. Yep, and it is. Lopez picks up her first. Fourth team foul of the quarter for North Iowa. At the free throw line now, as I mentioned, Shaylee Aguilera, first of two, is up and off the back of the iron, no good. 2:45 left to go here now in the opening quarter. North Iowa with a 7-6 lead over Belmont Clemmy. Second free throw this time here now by Aguilera. Takes a couple dribbles. That one is up off the back of the iron. Misses them both. Rebound, tie up. Alternating possession will go back to North Iowa. With 2:42 left to go in the first, as Keelan Morris will check back in now here for Hudepohl. And it will be Aisha Job to attempt the inbounds pass here now for North Iowa. Gets it into Gray. Gray will bring it down court. And she's double-teamed immediately. Now gets it off to Eichenberger in the front court. Basket to our right, and she throws it away looking for Lopez. Turnover number five on North Iowa. 2:34 left to go in the opening quarter. North Iowa hanging on to a 7-6 lead over Belmont Clemmy. But the basketball now is Aguilera. She's going to walk it up to the front court. Basket to our left. Now she's in the top of the key. Fires back out to Lamb on the right wing. Cross-court pass this time up to Gabrielson. She'll tray a three left side. No good in the rebound off of Belmont Clemmy. Lamb goes back inside this time. Back out to Gabrielson. She will drive. She will shoot. She will score. Quinn Gabrielson with her first deuce of the night, and it's 8-7. Belmont Clemmy up on top. They are full court pressing now. Here's Gray down court to Langfeld. Langfeld looking underneath to Eichenberger. Turn around, jump shots foul, and she'll go to the free throw line. Eichenberger heading to the free throw line now for North Iowa. Guilty of this one here for Belmont Clemmy will be Keelan Morris, her first, the team's second of the quarter, with 2:01 left to go here now in the first quarter. A pair of free throws coming up for Emma Eichenberger, and the first one is off the front of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Emma for North Iowa. 8-7, Belmont Clemmy up on top. Second free throw, Eichenberger is no good. The rebound tipped and taken here now. But another alternating possession on the tie-up. It goes back to Belmont Clemmy this time. With a minute 57 left to go here now in quarter number one, Addison Lamb will attempt the inbounds pass here this time now to Aguilera to the front court. Basket to our left. Fires back out now to Gabrielson. Cross-court pass this time to Morris up on top. Looking back inside to Lamb. Lamb back out to Gabrielson. Back inside. Loose basketball and taken away by Eichenberger. Turnover number two on Belmont Clemmy, but they turn right around and press the Lady Bison. Down court now to Langfold. Front court basket to our right this time. Underneath, Eichenberger gets it, puts it up and in. Emma with six now. Lady Bison back up with their one-point lead, 9-8 with a minute and a half left to go in the first. Here is Lamb inside, loose basketball, and taken away here now by the Lady Bison, but they throw it right back out of bounds and gives it back out. No, it's actually the Broncos knocking it out of bounds and giving it right back to North Iowa. Minute 19 left to go in the first, 9-8. North Iowa leading Belmont Clemmy in our girls game tonight. Here is Lopez getting it off now to Langfold at the free throw line. Looking inside to Eichenberger. Eichenberger will drive, shoot, block, rebound taken by the Broncos. Down court to Gabrielson. Goes all the way up and in. Gabrielson gets that one to drop. That's her fourth, and it's now 10-9. Belmont Clemmy up on top. We're under a minute left to go in the first quarter. Here's Job up on top with it now, getting it off to Gray, high post left side. Gray back out now to Lopez. Lopez looking, gets it off to Gray, top of the key. Gray goes over on the left wing this time here for North Iowa. Looking inside for Eichenberger. Bounce pass inside, back out to Lopez, and traveling on Lopez. Turnover number six on North Iowa with 31.4 seconds left to go in the first quarter and a 10-9 lead for Belmont Clemmy. And the Broncos have the basketball. Addison Lamb will attempt the inbounds pass into Gabrielson. She'll walk it to the front court basket to our left. Getting it off to Morris now on the right side, up on top Gabrielson. Gabrielson getting it off here now to Lila Swenson in the ballgame now for the first time for Belmont Clemmy. Looking back inside, Lamb back out to Gabrielson. She's going for one shot, it looks like, here. Belmont Clemmy looking back inside. Now around the perimeter they go. And we have got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on Jennifer Lopez. Lopez picks up her second, the team's sixth of the quarter. 9.9 seconds left to go here now in the opening quarter. Belmont Clemmy with a 10-9 lead over North Iowa. And a pair of free throws coming up here now. And the first one coming up here, I believe, for Lila Swenson. That one is off the back of the iron, no good. And it is Swenson at the free throw line. 5'3" junior for the Broncos. Second free throw coming up here now for Swenson. The junior takes a couple dribbles, a couple more dribbles, and the free throw is up and in and out, no good. Rebound taken here now by North Iowa. Off to Job. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Job now. To the left side, she will drive, she will shoot, no good. Rebound, fought for, and it is the end of quarter number one. Our score after one, it's Belmont Clemmy 10, North Iowa 9. Second quarter from Belmont coming up in a minute. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Have an aching back or a creaky joint keeping you from enjoying the simple things in life? Hi, I'm Dr. Dalton Frick, one of the chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center. Whether you need a simple adjustment or a comprehensive treatment plan, we've got your back. With multiple treatment options like shockwave therapy, spinal decompression, and more, we have the bases covered. Book an appointment with me or one of our other trained chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong, Iowa.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
And we are back here in Belmont as we are set for quarter number two of our girls' game here tonight. Belmont Clemmy has a 10-9 lead over North Iowa. And it is Lady Bison basketball. Inbounds pass going to be going this time here now to Job. She's in the front court. Basket to our right to Gray in the high post right side. Gray with it now up on top to Price. Price with the basketball here now. High post right side. Going back inside to Eichenberger. Bounce pass inside to Langfold. Turnaround jump shot is no good. But she is going to be... hacked in the wrist that time. It means a foul called here now on Belmont Clemmy. And guilty of that one for the Broncos will be Addison Lamb, her first of the quarter here in the second quarter from Belmont. And a pair of free throws for Bella Langfeld. First free throw is in and out, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Bella Langfeld. North Iowa trying to salvage this last week before the Christmas holiday break. Second free throw is off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Lamb here for Belmont Clemmy. Down court pass to Aguilera now on the right wing. Back out to Lamb. Lamb stops at the free throw line, shoots, no good. Rebound right to the hands of Emma Eichenberger. And I believe Emma Eichenberger will be called for palming the basketball. Seventh turnover now on North Iowa as we are just underway. Second quarter here now from Belmont tonight. Top of Iowa Conference boy-girl doubleheader as Addison Lamb will attempt the inbounds pass, and she does this time here now to Aguilera up to the front court. Basket to our left. Fires back out this time. Now to Hudepohl back in the ball game here now. Around the perimeter they go. Hudepohl now over on the right wing. And she tries to go inside with it, but knocked away by the Lady Bison, and they get the turnover in their favor. And with the basketball now, Job to the front court. Basket to our right here this time as she crosses the timeline, goes to the high post right side. Back out now to Gray. Bounce pass inside to Price. Price to the free throw line now and dishes it out now to Eichenberger. Up on top to Gray. Gray will drive in. Stop from at the free throw line. Shoot. Airballs it. Rebound taken by Lamb. Lamb down court pass this time goes to Aguilera. Puts it up and in. Shaylee Aguilera now with her first deuce of the night. And it's a three-point lead for Belmont Clemmy, 12-9. With the basketball here now is Job for North Iowa on the high post left side. Back inside to Gray. Gray bounce pass inside Langfeld. Turn around jump shot. Langfeld, and she draws the foul. And Lamb is guilty of that one. Second personal on Lamb. Second foul of the quarter here now on Belmont Clemmy. And Bella Langfeld will go to the free throw line for a pair here now for the Lady Bison. She has yet to score here tonight. First free throw for Langfeld. That one is good. Bella has her first notch in the scorebook. Back in now for Belmont Clemmy. Quinn Gabrielson coming out. Lila Swenson. Second free throw now for Bella Langfeld for North Iowa. Is up off the back of the iron. No good. And we give Emma Eichenberger the foul, I do believe. Going up over the back. See if the official Todd Grayman agrees with me. And he does. Todd Grayman, one of the officials here from Garner. Not too far of a drive from here to get down here from Garner to Belmont, and it will be Belmont Clemmy basketball with 6.5 left to go here now until halftime. Here's a three-point attempt by Gabrielson is good from the right side. Gabrielson now up to 7. Belmont Clemmy beginning to pull away now, 15-10 here in the second quarter. Here's Price with it now on the high post, right side. Price right back up on top, goes out to Job on the left side. Back inside Eichenberger, shot blocked that time by Lamb. Rebound taken this time by Coolers. Back to Lamb, as Lamb will bring it up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time as she goes out to the right wing. Gabrielson, or check that, Lamb again opening, open three-pointer from the right side up and good for Lamb. Addison Lamb with that one. She now has 7, and it's 18-10. Belmont Clemmy opening up a lead on North Iowa. Here's Eichenberger. Free throw line, Gray. Gray will try to drive in, and she stopped. Back out to Eichenberger. Bounce pass inside Langfeld. Turnaround jump shot for Langfeld is up and good. Bella now with 3, and it's 18-12. North Iowa down by 6. 5.5 left to go until halftime. Getting it off this time here to Hudepohl. Hudepohl fires back out this time here now to Gabrielson. Bounce pass inside. Shot put up by Coolers is up and good. Keeley Coolers up to 4, 20-12. Belmont Clemmy up on top with 5:10 left to go until halftime. Here's Price with it now. Over on the right wing. Price wants to get rid of it. Now she does to Gray. She goes over now to the left wing. Gray with it. Wants to drive in, and they have everything just blocked right on the inside. Shot put up from 3 for Price. No good. Gets her own rebound. Bounce pass inside Langfeld, and she's called, and she's fouled, and will go to the free throw line. Bella Langfeld will go to the free throw line here now for North Iowa. Guilty of that one, Addison Lamb, her third. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Bella Langfeld for North Iowa. First one is up and good. Langfeld now up to 4. So Lamb will have to come out with 3 fouls. And Hudepohl will also come out along with her. Back to the free throw line, Langfeld. Second free throw is good. Langfold. 2 for 2 from the free throw line that time, 20-14. Belmont Clemmy up on top with 4:45 left to go here until halftime. Back over this time to Gabrielson. Bounce pass over now to Hudepohl. Right back up on top. Now back over to Gabrielson. Here's a three-pointer for Gabrielson is good. Gabrielson left wide open again. She's got 10, two of which were threes. And it's 23-14. Belmont Clemmy up on top. Goes back to Gray. Gray looking inside to Eichenberger. We've got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession, I believe, goes back to Belmont Clemmy, and it does with 4:20 left to go here now in the first half. And a timeout called for by Rick Meyer, and we'll step aside here as well with 4:20 left to go in the first half. Belmont Clemmy 23, North Iowa 14. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Back in Belmont with 4:20 left to go in the first half. Belmont Clemmy leads North Iowa in our girls game 23-14. And coming up at the half, we'll have a first half wrap up here. Inbounds pass this time going to be going here now to Shaylee Aguilera up to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Going to be firing back out now to Gabrielson on the right wing. Back in now to Hudepohl. Hudepohl right back up on top. Here's a three-point attempt that time. Going to be no good here, I believe, by Aguilera. The rebound off of North Iowa. Going to go off this time here now to Price on the right wing, getting it back off to Gray. Gray wants to inside. Now she gets it off to Langfeld. Langfeld bounce pass inside this time now to Potter. Back out to Gray. Gray finds an opening shot blocked that time by Coolers. And Coolers picks up the rebound off to Gabrielson. Down court this time here now to Swenson. Swenson back out now to Coolers. Back inside to Gabrielson. First shot up, no good. Second shot drops, and she goes to the free throw line. Quinn Gabrielson gets the shot to go, and she gets a chance to complete a three-point play. Guilty of the foul for North Iowa. Isla Potter, her first. That's the team's second of the quarter. And a three-point play attempt coming up here now for Quinn Gabrielson for Belmont Clemmy. That one is up. That one is good. Gabrielson gets it to drop. Gabrielson with 13 points. And it's 26-14. Broncos up here by a dozen. Back out to Gray now on the right wing. Back inside Langfeld, and the shot blocked by Coolers. Rebound this time. Joe back up and no good. Rebound to Morris for Belmont Clemmy. Down court to Gabrielson. She fires it down court this time to Swenson underneath. And I believe Swenson will step out of bounds, and she does. Turnover number 5 on Belmont Clemmy. 2 in, 2 out for North Iowa. Lily Beckman and Emma Eichenberger will come in. Coming out, Isla Potter, and let's see here. Didn't quite see who came in, who came out on that one, but coming back in is Hudepohl for Belmont Clemmy. In now for Morris. We're down to 3:08 left to go here now in the first half of our girls' game. Job up on top this time here now to Price. Inside now to Beckman. Loose basketball picked up by Eichenberger. Eichenberger wants to take a shot. However, she's fouled on the inside, I believe. Guilty of that one, if I'm not mistaken, was going to be Coolers. Actually, Hudepohl with the foul. First one for her. 14th foul of the quarter here now for Belmont Clemmy. Inbounds pass goes to Eichenberger. Inside, loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Broncos. They bring it down court. Gabrielson, top of the key. She will drive. She will stop, and she will fire back out to the left side on a traveling call. It's going to be called here now on Belmont Clemmy as we go the other way with 2:41 left to go here now in the first half. Belmont Clemmy 26 and North Iowa 14. Aisha Job will attempt the inbounds pass here now. Going to get that one back off now to Price, back out to Gray now on the left wing. Gray with it, bounce pass inside Eichenberger. Turnaround jump shot, Eichenberger is no good. They're all over her on the inside here, and the rebound taken here now by Belmont Clemmy. Bringing it down, Hudepohl, she shoots, that's no good, and she's fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line. Hudepal will go to the free throw line now for Belmont. Clemmy, guilty of that one, I believe, was either Eichenberger or Potter. It's Eichenberger. Second personal on Eichenberger. Third team foul of the quarter here now for North Iowa. Hudepal at the free throw line for a pair. And the first one's off the front of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here now for Kendra Hudepal. As she takes a couple of dribbles here now for Belmont Clemmy. That one is up. That one is good. Hudepal with her first notch in the scorebook tonight. Belmont Clemmy 27, North Iowa 14 with 2:20 left to go here now in half number one. Here's Price up on top this time now to Job, now to Price, back over to Gray now on the right wing. She'll trail long, two, nuts, no good. Rebound taken by Beckman. Beckman wants to get rid of it, but taken right away this time here now by Belmont Clemmy. Down court, shot put up by Aguilera is no good. Rebound taken by Eichenberger, North Iowa. Back off to Price in the front court, basket to our right. Goes out to the right wing. Up on top now to Job. Job with it now. Back out to Price. She'll trail a three from the right side. No good. And the rebound off now to Belmont Clemmy to Hudepal in the front court basket to our left. She loses it, but picked right back up by Eichenberger. Turnover on the Broncos. We go the other way now. Job to the front court. Basket to our right here this time. She fires back out to Gray. Inside to Eichenberger. Now back to a wide open Price and misses the bunny and the rebound off now to Belmont Clemmy. We go the other way with a minute 23 left to go in the first half. Hudepal with it. Getting it back off now to Gabrielson. Gabrielson fires back out to Aguilera for three from the right side. No good. And the rebound off of North Iowa. Price to the front court. Basket to our right. She will try to get around a bunch of defenders. Bounces it off her knee, off now to Price. Off to Gray, I should say. Now back off to Price. Price for three from the right corner is no good. Rebound taken by Belmont Clemmy, but the save goes right into the hands that time of Job. She shoots. That's no good. And the rebound back off to Belmont Clemmy with 50 seconds left to go in the first half. Gabrielson, top of the key. Getting it back out to Hudepal on the right wing. Hudepal now with it, right back around the perimeter. Getting it right back up on top this time to Gabrielson. Back to Hudepal. I think she moved her pivot foot before she took off, and that's exactly what she did, and she's called for the travel. 33.8 seconds left to go here. And some subs coming in for both squads as Belmont Clemmy has a 27-14 lead over North Iowa late in the first half. With a basketball now, Job firing back out now to Gray in the left wing. Gray up on top. Loose basketball again. Taken back here by Gray. Goes back out to the left wing now with it for North Iowa. Brings it to the top of the key. Back to Price in the high post right side. Price with it now to the baseline drive. Shoots and scores. A much needed basket that time by Brooklyn Price. She has 5, 27-16. 11-point lead for Belmont Clemmy. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a shot at the buzzer, this time by Aguilera, is no good. And that is the end of the first half. And our halftime score, Belmont Clemmy 27, North Iowa 16. We'll come back with those first half numbers here of our girls' game after we take this time out. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Weaver's other store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's other store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be thankful. Be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenient service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we're back in Belmont. It's our halftime of our girls' game as Belmont Clemmies open up a 27-16 lead over North Iowa. North Iowa was down 10-9 after the first quarter, now down 27-16 here at the half. As you look at first half numbers, first of all, for North Iowa, 5 points here now for Bella Langfold, 5 for Brooklyn Price, and 6 for Emma Eichenberger, a total of 16 here now for North Iowa. Now for Belmont Clemmie, these numbers, 1 point for Kendra Hudepal, 2 points for Sheely Aguilera, 4 for Kaylee Cooler, 7 for Addison Lamb, and leading all scorers with 13 points at the half is Quinn Gabrielson, a total of 27 points here now for Belmont Clemmie. Again, our halftime score, Belmont Clemmie 27, North Iowa 16. We're back with more at the half coming up after we take this time out here on 98 Country.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Looking for a great place to eat out this week? That place is Club Blue Bear, formerly Club 569 in Easton. They open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, except they're closed on Wednesday. Enjoy burger baskets, sandwiches, and wraps Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and their full menu on Friday and Saturday nights with steak, shrimp, and a full soup and salad bar. And be there Sunday mornings for breakfast starting at 9 a.m. That's all at Club Blue Bear in Easton.
Want to bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Farmers at Heart
At Beck's, that's who we are. For over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Matts and Seed are proud Beck's dealers dedicated to serving farmers in North Iowa. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We're committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Brad Matson at 641-590-2471.
Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center is your one-stop liquor store. Check out their inventory, including your favorite beers, wines, and liquors, along with great gift ideas, including wine bags, glasses and gifts, can koozies, wine bottle openers, and backpack coolers. They're open from 5 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 1 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays through Thursdays, Fridays 1 to 10 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your one-stop liquor store is Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center. And we're back at Belmont again. Our halftime score of our girls game: Belmont Clemmie 27 and North Iowa 16. It was 10-9 Belmont Clemmie after one. Then the Broncos opened up a pretty good lead on the Lady Bison here in the second quarter and are up 27-16 here at the break. We'll take one more timeout and we will come back with a second half between Belmont Clemmie and North Iowa in our girls game coming up here. After we take this break, you're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com. Relative Arms, located at BC Hardware in Buffalo Center, is your federal firearms licensee dealer. They offer a wide variety of firearms, ammo, and accessories, and do all your firearms transfers and specialty orders along with gun cleaning and Cerakote. Relative Arms is your dealer for SOS Imports, Crow Shooting Supply, Bill Hicks & Company, and TSES USA Firearms and Accessories. They can even order online and take trade-ins. For all your FFL needs, come to Relative Arms, located at BC Hardware in Buffalo Center, or online at relativearms.com. The State Savings Bank has been serving the Rake area since 1914. State Savings Bank offers a wide variety of banking services, including checking and savings accounts, certificates of deposit, IRAs, consumer, agricultural, and commercial loans, safe deposit boxes, and online banking at rakestatesavingsbank.com. Stop in and let their staff help you with all of your banking needs. The State Savings Bank of Rake, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli in Buffalo Center is here to serve you. Main Street Market is your local connection for quality meats and fresh produce, along with friendly service and great prices. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli has made-to-order home-cooked meals, daily specials, along with roasted chicken and pizza. When you think hometown service, think Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, downtown Buffalo Center.
Zaitanka Burt Communications provides the area with the latest in communications technology. Customers rely on them for many services, including business solutions, voicemail, and personal 800 numbers. Zaitanka Burt Communications provides area residents with high-speed DSL internet service. Visit their website at tbctel.com and hook up with the latest communication technology from Zaitanka Burt Communications.
Back in Belmont, as we are just about set for the second half of our girls game tonight between North Iowa and Belmont Clemmie. And North Iowa trailing Belmont Clemmie 27-16 here at the half. And it was only 10-9 Belmont Clemmie after one. And then, as I mentioned here earlier, Belmont Clemmie opening up a lead on North Iowa, double-digit lead as a matter of fact, and North Iowa, I believe, got it down to within 9 at one point near the end of the first half, and then Belmont Clemmie was able to open things up with the 27-16 halftime lead as we are just about set for quarter number 3 to get underway here in Belmont tonight as the two teams will switch courts, and North Iowa will have the basketball here to open up quarter number 3 here from Belmont in top of Iowa Conference. Boys and girls basketball here tonight. Inbounds pass goes to Aisha Job, and we're underway. She's in the front court. Basket to our left. Off to Gray now on the high post left side. Gray with it here now. Fires going to now to Eichenberger. Eichenberger bounce pass inside Langfald. Turnaround jump shot. Langfald is no good. Rebound tipped and taken here now by Belmont Clemmie. Down court pass goes to Morris on the left side. Front court basket to our right. Up on top to Lamb. Lamb getting it back up to Gabrielson. Three-pointer right corner up and good. They cannot leave Gabrielson open, and she has, let's see here, three threes thus far, and a total of 16. 30-16. Belmont Clemmie up on top. Inside to Eichenberger. Turnaround shot is no good. Rebound taken here now by the Lady Bison. Here's Gray driving in. Back out to Langfold now on the left side. She will drive in. Lose the basketball and taken away here now by Belmont Clemmie. And then Aisha Job right there to take it right back. She goes back up to the front court. Basket to our left. Out to the wing now on the right side now is going to be Gray. Knock out of bounds by, I believe, Gabrielson. Going to go back here now to North Iowa. 7:03 left to go now. Quarter number three of our girls game here tonight. Inbounds pass attempted this time by a Price. Goes out to Gray on the high post right side. Gray brings it right back up to the top of the key here now for the Lady Bison. Now off to Price. Getting it back out to Job to Price. Top of the key. Price with it here now. Back out to Job on the right wing. Going to go back now to Langfall. Back out this time. Here's a long two for Gray. In and out and right back in again for Gray. Lexi Gray picking up her first two of the night. 30-18, North Iowa down by a dozen. Back inside to Lamb. Lamb back out to Morris. Back inside Lamb. Lamb turned around, jump shot is no good. Rebound taken by Langfald here for North Iowa. We go the other way now to the front court. Basket to our left. Here's Job, top of the key here now. Fires back out to Gray in the left wing. Gray with it now. Back out to Job. Job with it here now. Back over now to Price on the right side. Price back out to Gray, high post right side, brings it right back up on top and resets the offense for North Iowa. Back out to Price on the right wing. Price up on top, Gray. Gray, top of the key for the Lady Bison. Now brings it right back up on top again. Back now to Price. Now loose basketball and taken away here now by the Broncos with the basketball, and the shot to drop is Shaylee Aguilera. She's got four now, and it's 32-18. Belmont Clemmie up on top. Price, I should say Gray with it now. Back out to Langford, left wing. Up on top, Job. Job buys a three, doesn't take it. Back out to Gray, and she's called for traveling. Alexis Gray called for the travel. 5:34 left to go here now in the third quarter. It's Belmont Clemmie 32, North Iowa 18. Game number one of our boy-girl doubleheader tonight here in Belmont. The basketball here now is going to be Aguilera back out this time here now. Inside, Aguilera will take the inside shot. No good. The rebound off to North Iowa. Back out to the top of the key here now will be Price on the front court. Basket to our left. Back out to Job now on the right wing. Job bounce pass inside to Eichenberger. Back out to Gray on the high post left side. Up on top, Price. Price, high post right side, getting it back out to Job. Job will try to bring it back to the top of the key and reset the offense. Fires back out to Gray, left wing. Bounce pass inside Eichenberger. Turnaround shot. Eichenberger is no good. And they reset the shot clock. Here's a pass back inside Eichenberger and stripped and taken away this time here now by the Broncos. We go the other way. Gabrielson to Aguilera. She shoots no good. Gabrielson with the rebound. She shoots. That's no good. And we got a blocking foul going to be called here. And I believe Emma Eichenberger here for North Iowa. We'll see if Todd Greiman will agree with me on that one. And we do agree on that one. And Eichenberger guilty of that one. Number three on Eichenberger with 4:37 left to go here now in the third quarter. Belmont Clemmie 32 and North Iowa 18. As it will be Gabrielson to Lamb with the inbounds pass to Hudepaul. Here is a three-point attempt by Lamb. Wide open left side up and good. Addison Lamb now in double figure. She's got 10, 35-18. Belmont Clemmie up on top, and we've got double dribble on North Iowa. 14th turnover on the Lady Bison with 4:22 left to go here in the third quarter. A timeout asked for by Rick Meyer, and he will be granted that timeout with 4:22 left to go in the third quarter. And our score, Belmont Clemmie 35, North Iowa 18. We're back with more from Belmont in 1 minute.
Martinson Auto Parts of Buffalo Center is your complete auto parts store, carrying a full supply of parts for any vehicle of any make. They carry a wide variety of Baldwin filters for auto, ag, and industrial equipment, and they make hydraulic hoses. Martinson Auto Parts is also your Milwaukee tool dealer with prices competitive to the big box store. If they don't have what you need, they can get it for you. For all your automotive parts needs, head on into Martinson Auto Parts, Highway 9, Buffalo Center. The Patriot Bar and Grill of Lakota is a great place to meet your friends for food and fun. Tuesday night is taco night. They have chicken and beef tacos, taco pizza, taco fries, and so much more.
Thursday night is Chicken Night. You can get their all-you-can-eat chicken buffet, or you can get a carry-out with your favorites from the buffet. And Friday night is Fish Night. They're open Tuesday through Saturday at 5, with the kitchen open until 8:30. Check out their Facebook page for their upcoming nightly specials at the Patriot Bar and Grill in Lakota. Back in Belmont, Belmont Cummy leading in our girls' game, 35-18 over North Iowa with 4:22 left to go here now in quarter number three. Inbounds pass this time going to go to Gabrielson. She brings it up to the front court basket to our right. That's it up to Hudapeth now. Hudapal, that is. Back over this time now to Gabrielson on the right side. Bounce pass inside. Stolen away this time here now by Aisha Job. We go the other way, and Job gets it off to Price, and she's fouled that time by Addison Lamb. And if that's Lamb, that's going to be her fourth for the Broncos, and it is with 4:06 left to go in the third quarter. As Lamb will have to come out with four. And coming back in, Shaylee Aguilera. Eichenberger will come out, and Isla Potter will check in here now for the Lady Bison. Inbounds pass goes to Job, and she's heading up to the front court basket to our left. Off to Price here now. Price with the top of the key. Back out to Langfold now on the left wing. Langfold now with it on the high post. Left side gets it off to Gray, left wing. Gray will go to the free throw line. Now she finds an opening, goes in, shoots, no good. Misses the bunny, and the rebound off now to Swenson. Swenson underneath this time to Gabrielson, up and good. Quinn Gabrielson up to 18 now, 37-18. Belmont Clemmy up on top with 3.5 left to go, third quarter. Job off now to Langfold on the high post left side. Langfold now with it for North Iowa, brings it back up on top and resets the offense. Langfold out to Job now on the right wing. Job with it here now, back out to Langfold right corner. Langfold up on top now, doing some picking and rolling. Back to Langfold. She shoots from 15 right side. No good. Rebound. Job puts it back up. That's no good. And a rebound taken by Job. She's out to the right corner. They got to get it out of that corner. Now they do to Gray. I should say Price. She puts it up on the free throw line. No good. And the rebound off of Belmont Clemmy. Belmont Clemmy with a basketball here now. Here's Swenson. Getting it back off to Gabrielson in the front court basket to our right here this time. They reset the offense. Getting it back inside to Hudapal. Now here's a shot put up this time now by Coolers. No good. The rebound taken by Price, North Iowa. Heading up to the front court basket to our left. Back out now this time to Langfold, and she shoots from the free throw line. That's no good, and a foul going to be called here now on the Broncos with 2:36 left to go here in the third quarter. I believe Addison Lamb, or nope, it's not going to be Addison. It's actually going to be Quinn Gabrielson for her first here. Her first, the team's first of the quarter. First free throws off the back of the iron, no good. Subtime, Morris will check back in here now for Hudapal. Keelan Morris, 5'4" junior here now for the Belmont Clemmy Broncos. Second free throw now for Langfold is up and good. Langfold gets that one to drop. She's got six. Belmont Clemmy 37, North Iowa 19, down to 2.5 left to go here now in this third quarter. And a timeout called for by Belmont Clemmy, and we'll step aside as well with 2:31 left to go in the third. Belmont Clemmy 37, North Iowa 19, back with more in 30 seconds.
At Channel Seeds, they take pride in delivering a next-level customer experience focused entirely on you. Anticipating your needs is at the heart of what they do. Channel goes beyond just meeting your expectations. They recommend actionable strategies with the help of their Channel Field Checkup Series and the Climate Field View platform to help you achieve your vision and exceed your goals. For more information, see Nate Heidecker, your Channel Seedsman of Lakota. You and Channel Seeds, a partner in your fields and in your success.
Back in Belmont, 2:31 left to go, third quarter. Belmont Clemmy 37, North Iowa 19. Tight first quarter. However, the Broncos have opened things up in quarters 2 and 3 here on the Lady Bison. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Aguilera. She gets that one in now to Gabrielson. Back out this time to Swenson. Back to Gabrielson. Cross court pass Morris now over on the left side. Morris out to the wing. Looking. Gets rid of it to Gabrielson. Back out to Morris on the left wing. Morris will be tripped up, I believe, by Isla Potter that time here for North Iowa. And it is going to be the foul on Potter. Number 2 on Isla Potter. Second team foul of the quarter here for North Iowa with 2:15 left to go in the third. Inbounds pass this time attempted by Gabrielson into Morris. Shot blocked that time by Langfall and the rebound off of Job to the front court. Basket to our left. Up on top here now is Price. Price with it here now. Looking in now for Gray. Shoots from 10 foot from the left side. No good. The rebound off of Belmont. Clemmy and a foul going to be called here. And I believe Aisha Job on that one. And it will be an Aisha Job. Yep. First personal on Job. That will be the second team foul of the quarter here now for North Iowa with 2 minutes left to go here in quarter number three. Belmont Clemmy 37, North Iowa 19 to the front court. Basket to our left here this time will be number 23, Aguilera. Aguilera back out this time to Swenson. Loose basketball picked off by Gray and taken right back by Morris. Underneath shot put up that time is going to be good here now by Coolers. Kaylee Coolers with her 6 point makes it now 39-19. Belmont Clemmy up on top, and I believe Price will be called for the travel. Yep, she falls over and up her feet went. That's a travel. That's turnover number 16 on North Iowa thus far with 94 seconds left to go in the third, 39-19. Belmont Clemmy leading North Iowa in our girls game. Here's Gabrielson. Gabrielson, cross-court pass this time to Swenson. Now on the near side. Swenson here with it and loses the basketball. Picked off this time here now by Job. Goes all the way, shoots, and scores. Aisha Job with her first two in the books, 39-21. 18-point lead now for Belmont Clemmy. We're just over a minute left to go in the third quarter. Morris back inside and a foul from behind on Langfald. And she says, yep, I know, I touched her. And she's called for the foul with 62 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. That's team foul number four here now for North Iowa in the quarter. Next foul will send Belmont Clemmy to the free throw line as we have one of the Broncos tying her shoe. Kaylee Coolers tying her shoe. Now we're back and ready to go. Inbounds pass attempted by Gabrielson this time. Gabrielson right back up on top here now to Morris. Morris back right inside now. Taken that time by Gabrielson. Nice, easy move that time by Gabrielson. She fits the shot to drop. She now has 20 points I have her for and is 41-21. 45 seconds left to go in the third. Gray shoots underneath, no good. Rebound and a travel going to be called here on Gabrielson. She had one of her feet way out in front of her and couldn't get control of it. And that's going to be a travel here now on Belmont Clemmy. 41.6 seconds left to go in the third quarter and a 41-21 lead for Belmont Clemmy over North Iowa. Inbounds pass this time going to be going out of Langfold. Langfold drive, shoots, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Coolers. Coolers back out to Gabrielson. 30 seconds left to go here. There's about a second and a half difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Up on top here now with it goes to Gabrielson. Cross-court pass this time. Here is a long three from the left side. Is up and good by Shaylee Aguilera. Aguilera now with 7, 44-21. The shot clock shut off with 13 seconds left to go in the quarter. Here is Gray from three, left side, no good. Rebound taken by Job. We've got a tie-up. Alternating possession, I believe, goes back to the Broncos, and it does with 4.5 seconds left to go in this third quarter. 4.5 seconds left to go. Inbounds pass this time goes to Swenson. Back to Gabrielson. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that is the end of quarter number three. Our score, Belmont Clemmy, 44, North Iowa 21. Fourth quarter from Belmont in a minute here on 98 Country.
If you find yourself broke down, give BC Repair and Buffalo Center a call at 641-562-2580. BC Repair does on-the-farm service for your farm tractor and combine repair, or if it's a big job, they'll come in and get it from you and bring it to their shop. BC Repair can also take care of any repairs on your skid loaders along with gas and diesel tractors. BC Repair is also your authorized dealer for Toro, John's Group, Briggs & Stratton, and Kohler engines and interstate batteries. Stop in and see Larry and Josh at BC Repair, Highway 9, Buffalo Center.
Fusarium is the most common fungal disease damaging cornfields in our area. Fusarium and stock rot cause lower yields and lower net returns for farmers. Prevent both Fusarium and stock rot by using Xylem Plus fungicide from Ag Performance. Our fungicide is the only one on the market that works through the stalk as well as the leaves. Just two applications will protect your corn plants all season long. Call us at Ag Performance at 641-562-2580. 2370.
Back in Belmont as we're set for quarter number four of our girls game here. And Belmont climbing with a 44-21 lead over North Iowa as we are getting set here for our fourth quarter of our girls game. And we'll have the boys game coming up here about 15 minutes after the conclusion of the girls game here. As it will be, Brooklyn Price to attempt the inbounds pass here this time for North Iowa. She does to Joe Benward underway. She's up in the front court. Basket to our left. Back up to the right wing here now. It will be Price. Price up on top here now to Langfold. Langfold now with it, looking back inside, taken away that time by the Broncos. We go the other way here now. With it here now is Lamb down court, this time to Swenson, now right side. Back inside Lamb, up on top to Gabrielson, to the free throw line. Fires back out to Hudepaul, and now they get it off, this time in a foul from behind. I believe Aisha Job is the guilty party here now for North Iowa. Check that. Alexis Gray, the guilty party on that one. First team foul of the quarter here now for the Lady Bison with 7:34 left to go in our girls game. The inbounds pass this time goes to Belmont Clemmy. Fires back out this time here now to Lamb. Lamb back out to Gabrielson for three. Left side, no good. Rebound taken by Hudepaul. Knocked out of bounds by Gray. It goes back here now to Belmont Clemmy with 7:23 left to go in our girls game tonight. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Addison Lamb. Lamb will attempt the inbounds pass, and she does. Shot put up underneath that time by Gabrielson is good. Quinn Gabrielson up to 22, 46-21 now. Broncos opening up a 25-point lead on North Iowa. Whistling a foul push-off underneath here on Belmont Clemmy. Guilty party there will be number five. That's Kendra Hudepaul, 5'5" junior here now for the Broncos. Back in for Belmont Clemmy, Aguilera coming out now. Quinn Gabrielson with 7:12 left to go in our girls game. Inbounds pass attempted this time to Beichenberger, but knocked away out of bounds. Off of Belmont Clemmy, back to North Iowa. We're down to 7:11 left to go in our girls game here tonight. Inbounds pass this time going to be going this time out to Job on the right. On the left corner, I should say, up on top here now. Going to be getting it off here. Here's a shot put up by Gray. No good from the right side. Rebound taken now by Eichenberger, and a travel called on Eichenberger. Eichenberger called for the travel. 18 turnovers here now on North Iowa tonight with 7:01 left to go here in our girls' contest. With the basketball here now for Belmont Clemmy is Aguilera up in the front court. Basket to our right. Back out this time here now to Gabrielson. Looking for Hudepaul, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll go back here now to North Iowa. Yes, goes back to North Iowa. 14 turnovers on Belmont Clemmy with 6:50 left to go in the game. And an inbounds pass attempted now by Jennifer Lopez here now for the Lady Bison. Lopez gets this one in here now to Brooklyn Price. Price to the front court. Basket to our left, bringing it down right baseline. Price here now with it, getting it back inside to Eichenberger. Bounce pass and taken now by Gray. Gray getting it back out to Price. She can't hang on to it, and taken away this time here now by the Broncos, and taken right back here by the Lady Bison, but a foul going to be called on, I believe, Belmont Clemmy. Swenson, no, it's not going to be Swenson. It's actually going to be Shaylee Aguilera for her first for the Broncos. First team foul, second team foul, rather, of the quarter here now for the Broncos with 6:32 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy with a 46-21 lead over North Iowa. Gray with it now in the front court. Basket to our left. Back out now to Langfold on the left wing. Langfold now with it. Right back up on top to Eichenberger. Eichenberger looking it back now to Gray. And I believe Gray will be called for the travel, and she does. 20 turnovers on North Iowa. Just 15 thus far on Belmont Clemmy with 6:14 left to go in the game. Tight first quarter. North Iowa was only down 110-9. However, as things opened up, Belmont Clemmy was able to open things up, and now they have a 46-21 lead. Inbounds pass goes to the Broncos. They're up in the front court. Now basket to our right. Up on top now to Morris at the free throw line. Back out now to Gabrielson, left side for three. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by the Broncos, and they throw it up, and it's going to end up going off the top of the backboard. And out of bounds, it'll go back here now to North Iowa. Another turnover on Belmont Clemmy. 5:50 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmie 46 and North Iowa 21. Lady Bison basketball to the front court. Basket to our left here now is Gray. Gray now with it. Going to be bringing it out to the right wing. She launches a long two, no good. Rebound taken by Morris. Belmont Clemmie. Down court this time. Going to be going here now to Gabrielson. Hard fought shot is no good. Rebound taken this time by Coolers. Back out to Morris. Morris now with it. And I believe a foul, I want to say it's on Gray. We'll see if the official agrees with me, and it is on Gray. Alexis Gray picking up her second, the team's second here of the quarter, with 5:26 left to go here in the ballgame. Inbounds pass goes to Morris. She shoots and scores underneath. Morris with the easy two on that one. She's got 9, 46-21 now. Belmont Clemmie's lead is up now to 27, and the three-pointer is no good by North Iowa. With the rebound now is Eichenberger. Back out to Gray. Gray with it now on the right side, and she's called for double dribbling. Double dribbling called on Alexis Gray. We're down to 5:05 left to go here in our girls' game. And we have quick time called here now. Into the ball game for the first time, number one, Taylor Hendrickson, a 5'5" freshman here now for North Iowa. Also, Isla Potters into the ball game once again. Belmont Clemmie basketball. Around the perimeter they go. Now goes back over now to Quinn Gabrielson's going to end up going out of bounds. It'll go back here now to North Iowa with 4:54 left to go in the game. Here is Jobe to the front court. Basket to our right. Off to Potter. A long three from the right wing is, well, two, I should say, from the right wing is no good. And the rebound taken by Gray in the left corner. And a timeout called here now by Rick Meyer. And we'll take a timeout here as well with 4:43 left to go in the game. And our score, Belmont Clemmie 48, North Iowa 21. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
The North Iowa Community School District serves the communities of Buffalo Center, Rake, Lakota, and Thompson, with the school building centrally located in Buffalo Center. They have a wellness center for students in the community, and you can purchase a membership to use the equipment in the facility. For more information on their schools or wellness center, please call the North Iowa School in Buffalo Center at 641-562-2525. The North Iowa Community Schools, linking students with success.
Back in Belmont, 4:43 left to go in the game of our girls' game, 48-21. Belmont Clemmie opening up a 27-point lead here now on North Iowa. And it will be Lady Bison basketball. Yes, Lady Bison basketball. Jobe will attempt the inbounds pass here now for North Iowa, and she gets this one into Langfold underneath. Bounce pass back out to Potter on the right wing. Potter up on top to Langfold. Langfold now with it here for North Iowa. Underneath the Potter. Potter bounce pass this time to Jobe. She puts it up, shoots and scores as she's going to the free throw line. Jobe with her fourth point of the night. Guilty of that one for Belmont Clemmie. It will be Quinn Gabrielson, her second. And it will be Jobe going to the free throw line to complete a traditional three-point play here now for North Iowa. And her free throw is up and good. Jobe picks up the free throw. She's got 5 overall, 48-24. A 24-point lead here now for Belmont Clemmie over North Iowa. Up on top this time with it here now. It will be Aguilera back out to Gabrielson, left side. Back inside Lamb. Underneath this time here now to Coolers. Back out to Gabrielson from three. Left side is good for Gabrielson. Gabrielson now up to 25, 51-24. North Iowa trails by 27 with 4 minutes left to go in the game. Langfold underneath, up and no good. Rebound this time out to Gray, taken this time by Potter. Or check that to Hendrickson. Now here's Jobe for a long two. From the far side is good. Aisha Jobe now up to 7, 51-26 with 3:44 left to go in the game. Here's Morris now with it. Getting it back inside. Shot put up is no good. And a foul going to be called here on Alexis Gray. That means a pair of free throws coming up here now for, I believe, Addison Lamb. And it is with 3:37 left to go in the game. Addison Lamb for a pair here now for Belmont Clemmie. And Lamb's first free throw is coming up. That one is up and off the mark. No good. Eichenberger and Price back in for North Iowa. Hendrickson and Alexis Gray will come out here now for the Lady Bison with 3:37 left. Actually, Hendrickson's going to stay in. Yep, Hendrickson's going to stay in. Didn't see who's going to come in for her, who she came in for. The second free throw coming up here now for Lamb is good. Lamb makes that one. Addison Lamb up to 11 points now with 3:35 left to go in the game. 52-26 our score. Up on top with it here now is going to be Langfold. Underneath that Eichenberger. She shoots. That's no good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Belmont Clemmie. With a basketball here now will be Aguilera in the front court. Basket to our right. She's fouled from behind by Aisha Job. Aisha Job. Second personal on Aisha. Third, actually, 14th foul of the quarter here now for North Iowa. So the next North Iowa foul will send Belmont Clemmie to the free throw line. Gray will come back in now for Hendrickson here now for North Iowa. Inbounds pass this time going to be going into Gabrielson. Gabrielson now with it. Back out to Lamb on the high post left side. Lamb up on top. Fires back out to Morris. Morris brings it right back up on top. Now getting it back to Lamb. Underneath, Lamb fires back out. Here's a three. Aguilera left side. No good. Rebound taken here by the Broncos. Up on top with it now is Morris. Morris getting it back out. Here's another three-pointer. This time Aguilera. No good. Rebound taken by Coolers. Put it sit back up and scores. Kaylee Coolers gets that one to drop. She's got eight and it's 54-26. Belmont Clemmie with 2:40 and counting left to go in the game. Here is Price looking for Gray. Knocked out of bounds by the Broncos. It goes, nope, knocked out of bounds by North Iowa. It goes back to the Broncos with 2:37 left to go in the game and a 54-26 lead here now for North Iowa, for Belmont Clemmie over North Iowa, I should say. Inbounds. Can he get back out to the far side? Here's a three-point attempt. Gabrielson, no good. Gets her own rebound. Bounce pass inside. Shot up and no good. Rebound. And a foul going to be called on Brooklyn Price. That's her third. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Addison Lamb for Belmont Clemmie. With 2:21 left to go in the game, Addison Lamb will have a pair of free throws here now for the Broncos. That one is up and good. Addison Lamb gets that one to drop. She's got 12, 55-26. 2:21 left to go in the game. Second free throw coming up here now for Addison Lamb for Belmont Clemmie. That one is up. That one is good. She makes them both. She's got 13, 56-26 now. A 30-point lead for Belmont Clemmie with 2:19 left to go in the game. Job with it now. Over on the left side, looking back inside to Gray. Gray with it now back out to Job. High post left side. Bounce pass inside Eichenberger. Turns around, looking. Now gets it back out to Job. And we've got 3 seconds on Eichenberger. 3 seconds on Emma Eichenberger. Five in, five out now for Belmont Clemmie with 2:05 left to go in the game. Let's see here. Swenson back in. Number three, Lily Pigman will come in here as well for Belmont Clemmie. Also in number zero, I don't have a number zero, a mystery player, I guess you want to call her, for Belmont Clemmie on my roster here. With a basketball here now, Lila Swenson to the front court, basket to our left, to our right, I should say. Lila now with gets it now, loose basketball, picked off this time here now by the Lady Bison. Job will bring it all the way in, I believe. She's going to be called for the charge, and she is. Aisha Jope comes up with the charge. Third personal on her. And now North Iowa is going to go to the bench. And let's see who comes in for North Iowa. Five in, five out this time. Lily Beckman back in. And we have Maddie Newton into the ballgame for the first time. 5'7 sophomore. And here we go. With a basketball here now for Belmont Clemmie. Up on top with it here now is Swenson. Swenson now with it. Bounce pass off to Macy Gobelli now on the right side. Swenson gets it right back. Fires back. Now gets it right back. Now Swenson will drive. She will shoot in and out. No good. Rebound fought for and taken here by North Iowa. Taylan Langfold now with the rebound that time off to Newton. Down court pass to Beckman. Underneath this time to Langfold. Taylan Langfold gets her first two of the night for North Iowa, 56-28 with 74 seconds left to go here in our girls game. Back out now on the left side, right back up on top here to Swenson. Swenson back to number zero. We don't have a zero on our roster here, so I guess you can call her a mystery player for Belmont Clemmie. Up on top now with it is Swenson. Now for the Broncos. Back out to the left side. Is to the mystery player. Back out to Swenson. Swenson will drive. Shoot, no good. Rebound puts back up and no good again. Another rebound back up and good by, I believe, Macy Gobelli, if I'm not mistaken. And let's see here. We'll give it to Gobelli anyway. With the shot to drop. Actually, they're going to give it to Carly Cooler. So Carly Coolers will get the shot to drop. 6 foot senior here now for Belmont Clemmy. 58-28. Now into the ball game here. Number 20, Addison Gerber for North Iowa. Loose ball taken away. Now it's time now by the Broncos. Down court pass. We go this time to Gobelli on the left side. Now another takeaway by Lopez. Down court now. This time here to Gerber. And she will end up getting it knocked out of bounds. It'll go back here now to North Iowa with 21.3 seconds left to go in the game as Maddie Newton will attempt the inbounds pass here now for North Iowa with 21.3 seconds left to go. Bounce pass inside now to Taylen Langfeld, but she's called for traveling. Move that pivot foot just a little too soon. 19.1 seconds left to go here in the game. Belmont Clemmy 56 and North Iowa 30. Inbounds pass this time goes to Nevi McMurray now for Belmont Clemmy. Gets it down now to Swenson to the front court. Basket to our left and a traveling called on Gobelli. Macy Gobelli called for traveling. 12 seconds left to go here in the contest. Belmont Clemmy on top 56-30. Inbounds pass goes to Newton. Newton gets that one back off to Gerber to the front court. Basket to our left. Back now to Lopez. Lopez, bounce pass off to Newton, fires it back out now to Beckman for three, left, right side, no good, and it's the end of the contest and our final score, Belmont Clemmy 56 and North Iowa 30, and we'll come back with the final numbers of our girls game coming up after we take this time out. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Iowa weather is unpredictable. 80 degrees one day, snowflakes the next. Forest City Ford has vehicles designed to take on anything Mother Nature has to offer. This is Michelle for Forest City Ford. We currently have F-150s, 250s, Broncos, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, and more ready to go. We can find any vehicle you're looking for, so contact us today. We're local, family-owned Forest City Ford, where customers send their friends at the corner of Highway 9 and 69. In Forest City or online at ForestCityFord.com.
Miller Pharmacy of Forest City is proud to support the North Iowa Bison. Their staff works with their clients to make sure that your prescriptions are filled properly in person and can mail prescriptions to North Iowa fans for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., as well as Saturday mornings. Give them a call at 641-585-3931, 24 hours a day, and leave a message when it's convenient for you. Miller Pharmacy of Forest City, serving Winnebago County.
Have a great meal soon at Buckets Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center. They have nightly specials, including an all-you-can-eat fried chicken buffet Mondays with mashed potatoes and gravy and potato, pasta, and Oreo salads. Adults eat for $14, and kids eat in under $8. Tacos Tuesdays, tenderloins Wednesdays, Philly sandwiches Thursdays. Their all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays with coleslaw and your choice of chips, fries, or a baked potato for just $12. Double cheeseburgers Saturdays, and Sunday night is pizza night. Head on over to Buckus Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't.
Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Shane Freeze from Fairmount, Minnesota. Been dealing with a severe tennis elbow for 3 or 4 years. Found it just very restrictive physically and really limited my everyday activity. It wasn't until I was at TAFE Wellness seeking chiropractic care that they suggested that I get a stem cell shot in my elbow for treatment. Weeks later, seeing great improvement really in my range of motion and pain. Actually, as of today, you know, I'm really pain-free. If anyone has like joint inflammation or is dealing with what I've dealt with, I would highly suggest TAFE Wellness and let them help you like they did me.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
And we're back in Belmont as we wrap things up for our girls' game here tonight as Belmont Clemmy defeats North Iowa. Final score 56-30. And the final numbers here for Belmont Clemmy. First of all, 1 point for Kendra Hudepalm. 2 points here for Carly Coolers. 8 points here for Keely Coolers. 9 for Shaylee Aguilera. 13 for Addison Lamb. And 25 points, Quinn Gabrielson leading all scorers with 25 points, a total of 56. For Belmont Clemmy. Now for North Iowa, here are their final numbers. 7 points for Aisha Job, 6 for Bella Langfold, 2 for Alexis Gray, 5 for Brooklyn Price, 2 for Taylan Langfold, and 6 for Emma Eichenberger, a total of 30 for North Iowa. Again, our final in our girls' game, Belmont Clemmy 56, North Iowa 30. North Iowa drops to 1-7 before going into the Christmas break, and Belmont Clemmy goes to 4-3. We'll come back and get you set up for our boys' game coming up next as we continue in between games. You're listening to Bison Basketball on 98 Country. We're back after this.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Weaver's other store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's other store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
And we are back in Belmont as we are getting ourselves set for the boys' game between North Iowa and Belmont. Clemmy, North Iowa on a two-game winning streak here this week as he opened up by defeating West Hancock up in Buffalo Center on Tuesday, 69-35. And then they defeated West Bend Mallard in Buffalo Center last night. That final score, 80-49. Belmont, Clemmy, they took care of business over North Union here on Tuesday. That final score, 72-43. After tonight, both of these teams are on their Christmas holiday break. 2 weeks from tonight, North Iowa will come back hosting Bishop Garrigan, and then Belmont Clemmy will come back and host Four City here in Belmont coming up here 2 weeks from tonight. Now your starters for both squads. First of all, the visitors up on the scoreboard for North Iowa. Number one, Brendan Price. 6 foot senior. Number two, Max Wilkerson. A 6 foot 2 inch senior. Number three, Kevin Hagan. 5 foot 11 inch sophomore. Number 21, Jackson Potter. 6 foot 3 inch senior. And number 40, Jameson Kramersmeyer. 6 foot 1 inch senior for Joel Price and the North Iowa Bison. Now for the Broncos of Belmont Clemmy. Number two, Griffin Paulson, 5 foot 9 inch junior. Number 12, Kyson Lamb, 6 foot 1 inch sophomore. Number 15, Cohen Kelly, 6 foot 6 inch junior. Number 21, Braden Doherty, 6 foot 2 inch junior. And number 25, Brody Hefner, a 6 foot 2 inch sophomore here for the Broncos of Belmont Clemmy. And we'll have more here from Belmont after we take this time out. You're listening to Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Looking for a great place to eat out this week? That place is Club Blue Bear, formerly Club 569 in Easton. They open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, except they're closed on Wednesday. Enjoy burger baskets, sandwiches, and wraps Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and their full menu on Friday and Saturday nights with steak, shrimp, and a full soup and salad bar. And be there Sunday mornings for breakfast starting at 9 a.m. That's all at Club Blue Bear in Easton.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. For over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Matts and Seed are proud Beck's dealers dedicated to serving farmers in North Iowa. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We're committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Brad Matson at 641-590-2471.
Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center is your one-stop liquor store. Check out their inventory, including your favorite beers, wines, and liquors, along with great gift ideas, including wine bags, glasses and gifts, can koozies, wine bottle openers, and backpack coolers. They're open from 5 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 1 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays through Thursdays, Fridays 1 to 10 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your one-stop liquor store is Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center. BC Hardware is your locally owned and operated Hardware Hank store in Buffalo Center. Come on in and find a full selection of hardware, tools, ranch, and pet supplies at great low prices. You'll find a nice selection of interior and exterior paints in a wide variety of colors and styles. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 3, and Sunday, 11 to 3. As always, you'll get the great hometown service you've come to expect from BC Hardware, downtown Buffalo Center.
You've got a lot more going for you.
The State Savings Bank has been serving the Rake area since 1914. State Savings Bank offers a wide variety of banking services, including checking and savings accounts, certificates of deposit, IRAs, consumer, agricultural, and commercial loans, safe deposit boxes, and online banking at rakestatesavingsbank.com. Stop in and let their staff help you with all of your banking needs. The State Savings Bank of Rake, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli in Buffalo Center is here to serve you. Main Street Market is your local connection for quality meats and fresh produce, along with friendly service and great prices. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli has made-to-order home-cooked meals, daily specials, along with roasted chicken and pizza. When you think hometown service, think Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, downtown Buffalo Center.
Zaitanka Burt Communications provides the area with the latest in communications technology. Customers rely on them for many services, including business solutions, voicemail, and personal 800 numbers. Zaitanka Burt Communications provides area residents with high-speed DSL internet service. Visit their website at tbctel.com and hook up with the latest communication technology from Zaitanka Burt Communications.
Martinson Auto Parts of Buffalo Center is your complete auto parts store, carrying a full supply of parts for any vehicle of any make. They carry a wide variety of Baldwin filters for auto, ag, and industrial equipment, and they make hydraulic hoses. Martinson Auto Parts is also your Milwaukee tool dealer with prices competitive to the big box store. If they don't have what you need, they can get it for you. For all your automotive parts needs, head on into Martinson Auto Parts, Highway 9, Buffalo Center. The Patriot Bar and Grill of Lakota is a great place to meet your friends for food and fun. Tuesday night is taco night. They have chicken and beef tacos, taco pizza, taco fries, and so much more. Thursday night is chicken night. You can get their all-you-can-eat chicken buffet, or you can get a carry-out with your favorites from the buffet. And Friday night is fish night. They're open Tuesday through Saturday at 5, with the kitchen open until 8:30. Check out their Facebook page for their upcoming nightly specials at the Patriot Bar and Grill in Lakota. At Channel Seeds, they take pride in delivering a next-level customer experience focused entirely on you. Anticipating your needs is at the heart of what they do. Channel goes beyond just meeting your expectations. They recommend actionable strategies with the help of their Channel Field Checkup Series and the Climate Field View platform to help you achieve your vision and exceed your goals. For more information, see Nate Heidecker, your Channel Seedsman of Lakota. You and Channel Seeds, a partner in your fields and in your success. If you find yourself broke down, give BC Repair in Buffalo Center a call at 641-562-2580. BC Repair does on-the-farm service for your farm tractor and combine repair, or if it's a big job, they'll come in and get it from you and bring it to their shop. BC Repair can also take care of any repairs on your skid loaders along with gas and diesel tractors. BC Repair is also your authorized dealer for Toro, John's Group, Briggs & Stratton, and Kohler engines and interstate batteries. Stop in and see Larry and Josh at BC Repair, Highway 9, Buffalo Center.
And we're back in Belmont. Again, your starters for both squads for North Iowa, Brendan Price, Max Wilkerson, Kevin Hagan, as well as Jackson Potter and Jameson Kramersmeyer. And for Belmont Clemmy, Griffin Paulson, Kyson Lamb, Cohen Kelly, Braden Doherty, and Brody Hefner. Belmont Clemmy, as I mentioned, coming into this one 3-3. They knocked off North Union 72-43 here in Belmont on Tuesday night. North Iowa going on a two-game winning streak with wins over West Hancock on Tuesday 69-35 and West Bend Mallard 80-49. And if you just joined us in the girls' game, it was Belmont Clemmy defeating North Iowa 56-30 here tonight. And we are just about set for our boys' game here on 98.1 FM, KBEW Blue Earth, Minnesota, as well as online all over the world at KBEW98Country.com. Don't forget about our Iowa Coaches Corner tomorrow morning at 11:06 on our sister station, AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. Jumping here now for North Iowa's Max Wilkerson, and let's see here, jumping for Belmont Clemmy, if I can see his number, it will be Cohen Kelly, and it's ball tipped and controlled here now by North Iowa. Here's Hagan now with it, getting it off to Wilkerson on the high post, right side. Wilkerson now with it, looking, gets it off to Price. Price top of the key, back out this time now to Hagan, back inside Potter, underneath another Kramersmeyer shot, block on the rebound, taken here now by Belmont Clemmy. We're going the other way. Here's Paulson up on top this time here, now to Kelly. Here's a three-point attempt by the Broncos. It's no good, the rebound off of North Iowa. Price in the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it back now over to Hagan. Hagan from three, left side. No good. Rebound Potter underneath. Off to Price. Out of bounds. It's going to go back to North Iowa. Just underway here in our boys game tonight in Belmont. And it will be Brendan Price to attempt the inbounds pass this time now to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back out to Hagan on the high post, right side. Up on top to Potter. Potter now with it. Back out now to Hagan on the left side. Hagan now with it. Right back inside Wilkerson. Turnaround jump shot. Wilkerson no good. Rebound this time. Going to be taken off of Belmont Clemmy, off of Brody Hefner. Here's a three-pointer from the near side. No good this time here now by, I believe, Griffin Paulson. We've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on North Iowa. They count the basket. And it's going to be called on Kevin Hagan. And it'll be Brody Hefner with the shot to drop and the chance to complete a three-point play for Belmont Clemmy. As Hefner takes a couple free throws. First one is up and no good. Rebound taken and a foul going to be called here now on, I believe, Belmont Clemmy. And it is guilty of that one, Braden Doherty. Doherty picks up his first, the team's first. Here was, we're about a minute into the ball game here now from Belmont, and it's 2-0. Belmont Clemmy up on top of the basketball, North Iowa. Here's Price in the high post, left side. Price now with it, goes out to the wing, right back up on top this time here now to Hagan. Back inside, loose basketball taken away by the Broncos. We go the other way. Shot put up this time by Griffin Paulson is no good. Shot put up again this time by the Broncos. That's no good. Rebound this time from Kelly back up, and that's no good. And a foul going to be called here now on North Iowa. Guilty of that one, Max Wilkerson, his first. The team's second here of the quarter. Back at the free throw line now, Cohen Kelly, 6'6" junior here now for Belmont Clemmy. And the first of two for Kelly is up off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Cohen Kelly. For Belmont Clemmy, 2-0 our score. The Broncos up on top early in this one. That one is up by Kelly and also no good. Rebound taken this time by Potter, North Iowa. Off to Price. Down court we go this time to Hagan. He drives. He shoots. That's no good. The rebound now with back out to Hagan. Here's a shot put up by Price from the free throw line up and in. Brendan Price with his first notch in the scorebook, and it's a 2-2 tie. With the basketball here now, it will be Doherty over on the left, over on the right side, I should say, taken now by Kelly. He goes in from the baseline, no good. Rebound taken by Kramersmeyer. Down court pass, going to be going this time to Wilkerson. Back out to Kramersmeyer. Here's Hagan for three from the top of the key, no good. Rebound taken now by Potter, but recovered this time now by Hefner. We go the other way. Here's Paulson now with it. Going to go now to the near side here now. And here's a shot put up and no good. Rebound taken this time here now by the Bison. Down court to Kramersmeyer underneath. Up and in. Jamison Kramersmeyer up and in, and it's a 4-2 lead for North Iowa. 5:40 left to go here, first quarter. Here's Paulson now, right side, getting it back over now to Doherty. Doherty back out to Paulson. Paulson now will drive in, fires it back out right to the hands that time of Jamison Kramersmeyer. We go the other way. Here's Price in the front court, basket to our right. That's another takeaway. That's one going to be going against North Iowa. Paulson fires back out this time. And now, underneath, loose basketball again, picked up again by the Bison. We go the other way. Kramersmeyer down now to Price in the front court. Basket to our right, up on top to Hagen. Hagen back out now to Price. Left side, up on top here now. It will be Hagen. Hagen drives in. Loose basketball picked up this time by Hefner. Out to Paulson. Paulson brings it down court, and he's going to lose a ball out of bounds, and I believe he's going to get hacked by Kramersmeyer, and he will. Nope, it's not going to be Kramersmeyer. It's going to be Brendan Price on the hack that time. First personal on Price, third team foul of the quarter here now for North Iowa. Griffin Paulson at the free throw line here now for Belmont Clemmy with 4:55 left to go here in the first quarter. Paulson's first free throw is good. Griffin Paulson, 5'9" junior here now for the Broncos. 4-3 our score. North Iowa still up on top by one here. Paulson's second free throw is coming up here now for the Bison. That one is up. That one is good as well. Paulson gets that one to drop, and it's a 4-4 tie, North Iowa, Belmont, Clemmy. Price, inbounds pass this time, going to be going to Wilkerson. Heading to the front court, basket to our right this time. Off now to Hagen on the high post, right side. Right corner, Kramersmeyer. Back to Hagen, up on top this time to Price. Back out to Hagen on the right wing. In the right corner, Kramersmeyer. Cross court pass, Wilkerson, left side. He tries a three. No good, and the rebound off now to Hagen. Hagen. Back out this time to Price. He tries a three right corner. That's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Back to Belmont Clemmy. Belmont Clemmy basketball. 4:27 left to go in the first and a 4-4 tie. North Iowa, Belmont Clemmy. Paulson hitting up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Driving in, now kicking it underneath. Loose basketball picked off by the Bison this time. Third turnover on Belmont Clemmy. Fires back to Wilkerson, now right side. Back inside Potter. Potter looking out to Kramersmeyer for three. Top of the key, no good. The rebound tipped and taken here now by Kelly. We go the other way. Paulson down court pass this time. Here is a long two is good. This time here now by Belmont Clemmy. They got a number five that's on their roster, but I do not have a number five on my program here. Back now, this time underneath now is Potter. Potter with it now. Looking back inside this time. Loose basketball picked off this time here now by Doherty. We go the other way. Doherty off to Paulson. Front court. Basket to our left this time. Fires back out to the right wing. Back inside. Loose basketball taken away this time here now by Wilkerson. Down court to Price. Up and in. Price gets that one to drop after the fourth turnover on Belmont Clemmy. Make to the 7-6 contest. Broncos up on top. Here's Paulson. Back out this time. Here now to Doherty, left side. Back out to Paulson. Paulson will drive in. He will shoot, and he will miss. Rebound put back up in it, and no good. Rebound, Hefner up and in. Brody Hefner with his fourth point. Broncos 9, Bison 6. 3:09 left to go now. Quarter number one. With it is Wilkerson out now to Hagen on the right side. Hagen now with it for North Iowa. Gets it right back up on top to Potter. Potter with the basketball. Back out to Hagen on the right wing. Hagen now up on top. Now to Price. Back out to Potter left side. Bounce pass inside. Taken away this time by Paulson. We go the other way. Paulson goes coast to coast up and no. Good enough foul. Going to be called here now on North Iowa. Bison called for the foul here that time with 2:46 left to go in the first quarter. Guilty of that one with a push-off. Brendan Price, his second, the team's fourth of the quarter with 2:46 left to go here now in this first quarter. And Griffin Paulson at the free throw line for a pair for Belmont Clemmy. First one is up and good. Paulson has 3 points, all of which free throws. 10-6 coming out here now will be Kelly and 21, Braden Doherty. And we have back at the free throw line, Griffin Paulson. Second free throw, Paulson is good. He has 4 points, and they're all free throws. 11-6 our score. Belmont Clemmy up on top with 2:45 left to go in the first. With it now for North Iowa will be number five. That is Rock Hughes in the ballgame for the first time. Hughes from three, left side, no good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Hefner. Hefner down court pass this time off to Paulson. Or check that number five. We still don't know who number five is. Loose basketball knocked out of bounds by North Iowa. It goes back here now to Belmont Clemmy with 2:25 left to go here 2:25 left to go here. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to Hefner, and we got a travel call on Hefner. Hefner called for the travel. 2:22 left to go in the first quarter. Belmont Clemmie 11, North Iowa 6 in our boys' game. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going to Max Wilkerson, hitting up to the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Wilkerson back out now to Hagen on the right side, up on top Potter. Potter now with it for the Bison. Fires back out this time here now to Hughes. He loses it. Recovered this time here now by Cash Young. Goes the other way, puts it up, and no good enough foul going to be called here now on North Iowa. Guilty of that one. It will be Griffin. It will be Max Wilkerson, his second, fifth team foul of the quarter here for the Bison with 2:05 left to go here first quarter. Cash Young at the free throw line for a pair now for North Iowa. I should say for Belmont Clemmie. That one is up here now for Cash, and it's good. Cash Young at the free throw line. 12-6, Bison down by 6 with 2:05 left to go now in the first quarter. Second free throw, Cash Young coming up. He's a 5'10" sophomore for Belmont Clemmie. That one is up and in and out. No good, and we got an over-the-back call here on Juan Yulcis Medina, 6'4" junior here now for Belmont Clemmie. Second team foul of the quarter. Inbounds pass this time, going to be going to North Iowa. And it will be Wilkerson in the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it off this time to Hagen on the right side. Up on top to Potter. Potter now with it. Gets it back out to Kramersmeyer left side. Long two block that time here now by Medina. Out of bounds. It goes back here now to North Iowa with a minute 48 left to go in the first quarter. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to North Iowa. Wilkerson now with it along the far baseline, bringing it right back up on top. Off to Hughes on the high post, right side. Hughes with it now, back inside, taken away this time by Hefner. We go the other way here now for Belmont Clemmie. Off to Paulson in the front court, basket to our left, underneath to Medina. Medina gets it back off this time here now to the Broncos. Let's see, the shot is good this time here now by Hefner. That's his 6 point, 14-6 our score. North Iowa down here by 8. Loose basketball. That one is going to be out of bounds. Back here now to actually a timeout called here now by Belmont Clemmie. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll step beside as well with a minute 15 left to go in the first. Belmont Clemmie 14, North Iowa 6. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Many farmers in our area saw reduced yields in their soybeans due to white mold infestation. White mold is caused by a fungus that infects the beans at the flowering stage in a cool, wet conditions. At Ag Performance, we have the solution. Xylem Plus fungicide, applied at R1 and again 2 weeks later, has proven very effectively in preventing the spread of white mold in your soybean fields. Call us at Ag Performance at 641-562-2370.
The mystery player number 5 for Belmont Clemmie is Gail Castillo. Didn't have it in the roster we got from Belmont. However, we have a faithful fan over here to my left handing me her program. Appreciate that. As Castillo now with it, going to go underneath to Medina. Medina will go in, shoot, and score. Medina now with his first two of the night. 16-6. North Iowa down by 10 with a minute left to go here now in quarter number one. With it here once again, Wilkerson, top of the key for the Bison. Back out to Price, left side. Price with it here now. Looking out to Wilkerson on the high post, right side. Back out to Potter now in the right corner. Potter up on top to Price. Price getting it back out to Wilkerson. Wilkerson takes the baseline, double team, gets rid of it, and it's going to be taken this time here now by Kramersmeyer. Beautiful save into Price. Price will launch a three. That's no good. Rebound Hefner for Belmont Clemmie. Hefner down court pass this time. Goes to Young on the left side. Back inside now to Medina. Medina looking. Turn around, gets it off now to Castillo. Turns around. Jump shot. Castillo is up and good. He's got four and it's 18-6. Bison down by 12 with 14 seconds left to go now in the first quarter. With it here now, it will be Hughes. Hughes getting it off to Wilkerson now on the high post. Whistle and a double team on Belmont Clemmie. A foul going to be called on the Broncos. Guilty of that one, I believe, Brody Hefner. And it will be, yes, Hefner with his first. The team's third with 6 seconds left to go here now in quarter number one. Inbounds pass off to Wilkerson. Front court basket to our right. Three-point attempt at the buzzer. No good. The rebound taken by Castillo. And now Hughes gets it and puts it back up. And no good. That is the end of the first quarter. Our score after one. Belmont Clemmie 18, North Iowa 6. Second quarter from Belmont in a minute here on 98 Country.
The North Iowa Community School District serves the communities of Buffalo Center, Rake, Lakota, and Thompson, with the school building centrally located in Buffalo Center. They have a wellness center for students in the community, and you can purchase a membership to use the equipment in the facility. For more information on their schools or wellness center, please call the North Iowa School in Buffalo Center at 641-562-2525. The North Iowa Community Schools, linking students with success.
Iowa weather is unpredictable. 80 degrees one day, snowflakes the next. Forest City Ford has vehicles designed to take on anything Mother Nature has to offer. This is Michelle for Forest City Ford. We currently have F-150s, 250s, Broncos, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, and more ready to go. We can find any vehicle you're looking for, so contact us today. We're local, family-owned Forest City Ford, where customers send their friends at the corner of Highway 9 and 69 in Forest City or online at forestcityford.com.
Back in Belmont, second quarter underway here for our boys' game. Belmont Clemmie with an 18-6 lead over North Iowa as we get quarter number two underway. Castillo inbounds pass this time, goes to Paulson now in the front court. Basket to our left. Back out to Paulson, I should see, on the right wing. Paulson now with it, will drive to the baseline. Got to get rid of it. Now he does to Medina on the right wing. Medina will drive right back in. Kicks it back out here to Young. Young along three, top of the key, out of bounds. It goes back here now to North Iowa. Just underway here, second quarter from Belmont. Belmont Clemmie 18 and North Iowa 6. Inbounds pass this time. Going to go to Max Wilkerson. Wilkerson down court to Hughes on the high post, left side, up on top this time to Price. Price almost losing it. Now gets it back off to Hughes on the left wing. Free throw line, Kremersmeyer. Kremersmeyer back out to Hughes. Hughes takes the baseline, shoots blocked from behind that time by Medina. That's going to see it out of bounds off of Belmont Clemmie. It goes back to North Iowa with 7:24 left to go in the first half. Price will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Bison, and he does this time to Kremersmeyer up on top to Hughes on the high post. Left, right side, back out to Kremersmeyer, high post left side, now underneath to Potter. Potter now with it up on top to Kremersmeyer for three, no good. Rebound taken by Hughes, back up and no good. A foul on the floor, going to be called on Belmont Clemmie. The ball goes back to North Iowa. Belmont Clemmie with the foul that time. Guilty of that one will be Castillo, going to be his first, the team's first of the quarter, 18-6. Belmont Clemmie up on top with 7:09 left to go in the first half. Here's Kremersmeyer back to Hughes on the high post right side. Back over now to Wilkerson on the high post left side. High post right side now is Price. Price back out to Wilkerson for the left wing, and he moves his pivot foot a half a second too soon and is called for the travel. Eighth turnover here on North Iowa. 6:59 left to go first half. Belmont Clemmie 18 and North Iowa 6. Inbounds pass goes to Paulson up to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Paulson, top of the key, back out, now to Young, now to Medina on the left corner, back inside, Hefner's shot up is no good, rebound, fought for and taken here now by North Iowa, Kremersmeyer given credit for the rebound, Wilkerson goes coast to coast up and in, Max Wilkerson with his first deuce of the night, 18-8, Bison trail by 10, Medina underneath, no good, Hefner no good, Medina puts it back up and in, Juan Yulsis Medina now with his fourth point, 20-8 now our score. Belmont Clemmie up on top, back over now to Hughes on the left side. Hughes now with it, up on top now to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back over to Hughes. He will take the baseline, fires it back out to Price, right corner for three. No good, and the rebound fought for and out of bounds. It's going to go back now to Belmont Clemmie. Belmont Clemmie basketball, ninth turnover on North Iowa, 6:05. Left to go here in the first half. Subs coming in for both squads. Back in now, Cowan Kelly. Well, inbounds it to Paulson. He walks it to the front court. Basket to our left this time here now for Belmont Clemmie. Back to Medina at the free throw line. Stripped and taken away here now by Kremersmeyer. Off now to Wilkerson all the way up and in. He's fouled and he'll go to the free throw line. Wilkerson with his fourth point of the night. Guilty of that one here now for Belmont Clemmie. Will be Medina. That's going to be his second. And a chance for a three-point play here is Wilkerson with 5:51 left to go in the first half. Belmont Clemmie 20 and North Iowa 10. Wilkerson at the free throw line here now for the Bison to complete the three-point play, and he does just that. He's got five now. Belmont Clemmie 20 and North Iowa 11. Here's Paulson up in the front court. Basket to our left. Here's Castillo from three from the right side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Price. He's up in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Goes back off now to Wilkerson, left side. Wilkerson, top of the key, drives in. Looking this time here now for Rock Hughes. It ends up going out of bounds. Back here now to Belmont Clemmie. Medina will come out back in here now. Brody Hefner for Belmont Clemmie, and he'll take the inbounds pass. And Kevin Hagan will come back in now for Jackson Potter for North Iowa as we're down to 5:29 left to go here in the first half. Inbounds pass off now to Paulson up in the front court. Basket to our left. Goes back out this time to Castillo on the high post left side. Back up on top is Paulson. Paulson here now with it. Back up to Castillo. Now goes back this time here now to Kelly on the left side. Back inside to Hefner. Dribbles it off his foot and taken right away this time by Price. Underneath now. Shot put up this time here by Hagan for three. Left side is no good. You live by the three or you die by the three. And so far, North Iowa's dying by the three. Here's Castillo now in the left corner. Around their perimeter, Paulson will launch a three. That's no good as well. Rebound now to Kramersmeyer. Kramersmeyer back out this time here now to Hughes. I should say that's Hagan. And they throw it right into the hands of one of the Broncos that time. Hefner underneath. Gets it off to Doherty. Doherty back out to Paulson. Up on top, Castillo. Castillo will go to the free throw line. Shoot, no good. And the rebound taken by Price for North Iowa. Down court to Wilkerson, right side. Wilkerson now with it. He'll try a three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Hughes up and in. Hughes gets his first points of the night. And it's now 20-13. Belmont Clemmie up on top with 4:17 left to go in the first half. Paulson, top of the key, gets it back out this time here now to Doherty. Doherty back out to Castillo on the right side, up on top to Paulson. Back out to Castillo, right side three for Castillo is no good. Rebound to Hefner, and he's going to be called for going over the back. Brody Hefner over the back that time. And Hefner will pick up his second with 4 minutes left to go here in this first half. Right as Todd Kremen was making the call, he turns around and looks at Joel Price and says, yeah, Joel, I saw it. I'm calling it. 3:57 left to go in the first half, 20-13. North Iowa down, up on top this time to Price. Back out to Kramersmeyer, out to Hughes right side, up on top to Kramersmeyer. Kramersmeyer will go to the free throw line, shoot off the glass and in. Jamison Kramersmeyer's up to four. 20-15. Bison back to within five. Here's Paulson now left side. Paulson now with it for the Broncos. Cross-court pass Castillo. Back inside this time to Doherty. Doherty back out to Castillo on the right side. Inside out to Hefner. Hefner shoots, and he's blocked that time by Kramersmeyer. Jamison picks up his first. The team's first of the quarter with 3:24 left to go in the first half. Belmont Clemmie 20 and North Iowa 15. As at the free throw line, Brody Hefner, 6'2" sophomore for the Broncos. First one is up and good. Hefner up to 7, 21-16. Subtime, Kramersmeyer will come out. Back in now, Wilkerson for North Iowa with 3:24 left to go in the first half. Second free throw coming up here now for Brody Hefner is good. Hefner now with 8. Belmont Clemmie 22, North Iowa 15, 3:20 left to go in the first half. Hughes on the high post, right side, right back up on top here to Price. Price with the basketball here now for North Iowa. Looking now over to Wilkerson on the right side. Now taken now by Potter. Potter now with it. Loose basketball taken that time. And a shot put up and good that time by Kevin Hagan. That's his first deuce of the night. 22-17, Bison down by five. Shot underneath is good this time by Kelly. He's fouled and he'll go to the free throw line to complete a three-point play. Guilty of that one here for North Iowa will be Brendan Price. That's going to be his third with 2:55 left to go here now in this first half. 24-17 our score. And a chance to complete a three-point play here for Cohen Kelly for Belmont Clemmie. Takes a couple dribbles. Free throw is up and good. Kelly completes a three-point play. He's got three. 25-17 now our score. An eight-point lead for Belmont Clemmy over North Iowa. Bounce pass to Potter. Potter gets it right back up now to Hagen. Hagen now with it up on top to Kramersmeyer. Back to Hughes. Hughes for three. Left side, no good. Rebound taken by Hefner. Down court pass to Castillo. Up and in underneath for Belmont Clemmy. Castillo gets that one to drop. He's got six and is 27-17. Back up to a double-digit lead for Belmont Clemmy. With it here now is going to be Hagen, top of the key. Gets it back to Wilkerson. High post right side. To the right side now will be Kramersmeyer. Here's a shot put up. Missing everything that time is going to be Hagen for North Iowa. But the Bison get the rebound. Wilkerson for three. Right side. That's no good. Rebound taken by Potter. He brings it out to the left side. Up on top, Kramersmeyer. Back out this time here to Hughes on the left side. He brings it right back out now. Gets it off to Wilkerson on the high post right side. Wilkerson now with it for North Iowa. Looking. Fires back out now to Hagen. Down to the baseline, Potter. He shoots, blocked. He goes to the free throw line. Potter gets his shot blocked. He's heading to the free throw line, I believe. Kelly got him. Nope, it's actually going to be Castillo getting him on that one. Castillo picks up his second personal with a minute 49 left to go in the first half, 27-17. North Iowa down by 10. First free throw, Potter, good. Now let's see here, Potter, where are you on my scorecard? There you are right there. First free throw, good for Potter, 27-18. Second free throw, Medina back in here now for Hefner for Belmont Clemmy. Second free throw, Hefner is off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Kramersmeyer puts it back up, that's no good. Rebounds his own shot, blocks again. Rebound to Medina, down court to Castillo, taken right away this time here now by the Bison. Off to Wilkerson now on the right wing. Wilkerson now with it. He takes the baseline, he puts it up and in. Hard fought shot that time for Wilkerson, he's got seven. Bison back to within 7, 27-20. A minute and a half left to go in the first half. Paulson, top of the key here now for Belmont Clemmy. Back to Castillo on the right side to Medina. Medina almost loses it, recovers it. Back out now to Young. Young for three from the left side, up and good. Cash Young now has four. 70 seconds left to go in a 30-20 lead for Belmont Clemmy over North Iowa. Taken now by Hughes. Left side to Kramersmeyer. Baseline shot up and in. Kramersmeyer with a baseline shot. He's got six. 30-22. Back down to a single-digit lead for the Broncos with 50 seconds left to go in the first half. Castillo, loose basketball taken away this time here now by the Bison. Wilkerson underneath to Potter, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds that time by Castillo. And it's going to go back here now to... And they go back here to North Iowa with 43.8 seconds left to go in the first half. Here's Hagen with the inbounds pass here this time. Hagen looking, top of the key now to Hughes. Back out to Wilkerson, right side. To the right corner for three is Hagen. No good. Rebound taken by Paulson. Belmont Clemmy, we go the other way. Front court, basket to our left. Paulson shoots, hacked that time by Kramersmeyer. Rebound taken by Castillo. He tries a three from the left side. That's no good. Rebound Medina underneath. Back out to Paulson. Back out this time here now to Castillo. Underneath to Medina. Medina up on top here now to Young. Young fires back out to Medina from 15 right side. No good. Rebound and a hack from behind that time. Will be called on Gail Medina. That's on Gail Castillo, rather. Castillo picking up his third foul with 13.4 seconds left to go here in the first half. Belmont Clemmy 30 and North Iowa 22. Free throws coming up here now. Is that the 15th foul for Belmont Clemmy? At the free throw line, Rock Hughes here now. Rock Hughes, 6'3" freshman here for the Bison. First of two coming up here for Rock. That one is up and good. Much needed free throw for North Iowa. He's got three, 31-22. Castillo will come out. Back in here now is Braden Doherty for Belmont Clemmy with 13.4 seconds left to go in the first half. Second free throw for Rock Hughes is coming up. That one is up and good as well. Hughes, back-to-back free throws. He's got four. 30-24 Bison, down by six with 10 seconds left to go in the first half. With the basketball now is Doherty. Loose basketball taken away by Potter. Coast-to-coast Potter up, and he blows the layup. Rebound Medina. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here, and I believe Wilkerson, if I'm not mistaken here. And it is on Wilkerson. Nice, easy layup, but missed that time by Jackson Potter. And now with 0.3 of a second left to go in the first half, It will be Young to attempt the inbounds pass. He does to Paulson. That's the end of the first half. Our score at the half, Belmont Clemmie 30 and North Iowa 24. We'll come back with first half numbers here from Belmont after we take this time out here on 98 Country.
Miller Pharmacy of Forest City is proud to support the North Iowa Bison. Their staff works with their clients to make sure that your prescriptions are filled promptly in person and can mail prescriptions to North Iowa fans for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., as well as Saturday mornings. Give them a call at 641-585-3931, 24 hours a day, and leave a message when it's convenient for you. Miller Pharmacy of Forest City, serving Winnebago County. Have a great meal soon at Buckets Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center. They have nightly specials, including an all-you-can-eat fried chicken buffet Mondays with mashed potatoes and gravy and potato, pasta, and Oreo salads. Adults eat for $14, and kids eat in under $8. Tacos Tuesdays, tenderloins Wednesdays, Philly sandwiches Thursdays. They're all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays with coleslaw and your choice of chips, fries, or a baked potato for just $12. Double cheeseburger Saturdays, and Sunday night is pizza night. Head on over to Buckets Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanka, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanka, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Have an aching back or a creaky joint keeping you from enjoying the simple things in life? Hi, I'm Dr. Dalton Frick, one of the chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center. Whether you need a simple adjustment or a comprehensive treatment plan, we've got your back. With multiple treatment options like shockwave therapy, spinal decompression, and more, we have the bases covered. Book an appointment with me or one of our other trained chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong, Iowa.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
Back in Belmont, our halftime score, Belmont Clemmie 30 and North Iowa 24. Pretty good physical matchup here between two top of Iowa Conference schools as we take a look at the numbers here. First of all, for Belmont Clemmie in the first half, 4 points for Cash Young, 4 points for Griffin Paulson, 3 for Cowan Kelly, 8 points for Brody Hefner, 4 for Juan Yosis Medina, and 6 for Gail Castillo, a total of 30 points here for Belmont Clemmie. Now for North Iowa, 4 points for Brendan Price, 7 second quarter points here for Max Wilkerson, 2 for Kevin Hagan, 4 for Rock Hughes, 1 for Jackson Potter, and 6 for Jameson Kramersmeyer, a total of 24 points here now for North Iowa. Again at the half, Belmont Clemmie 30, North Iowa 24. If you missed the girls game, that went to Belmont Clemmie. That final score, 56-30. And we're back with more at the half here from Belmont after we take this time out. You're listening to Bison Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be thankful. Be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at New Way K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Looking for a great place to eat out this week?
That place is Club Blue Bear, formerly Club 569 in Easton. They open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, except they're closed on Wednesday. Enjoy burger baskets, sandwiches, and wraps Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and their full menu on Friday and Saturday nights with steak, shrimp, and a full soup and salad bar. And be there Sunday mornings for breakfast starting at 9 a.m. That's all at Club Blue Bear in Easton.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Back in Belmont, we are set to get this second half underway for our boys' game. Again, our halftime score, Belmont Clemmy 30 and North Iowa 24. Very physical game here thus far between the Broncos and the Bison. We'll see what Joel Price has got cooked up here for the second half, as it'll be Brendan Price to attempt the inbounds pass this time to Max Wilkerson, and we will be underway shortly. The whistle sounds. Here comes the inbounds pass, and we're underway. Wilkerson up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Out now to Hagan on the high post left side. Up on top, Price. Price with a now free throw line spotter. Right back around the perimeter this time. Going to be going back out now to Wilkerson on the left, on the right wing rather. Taken now by Price. Up on top here now to Hagan. Back out to Price on the high post right side. Bounce pass inside. Taken away this time here now by Griffin Paulson. Griffin goes coast to coast. Misses everything. Rebound out of bounds off of Belmont Clemmy. Back to North Iowa. Just underway third quarter here now from Belmont, as Brendan Price will attempt the inbounds pass here now to Wilkerson. Heading up to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Wilkerson, top of the key, goes back out to Price, now on the right side. Price looking up on top to Hagan. Hagan looking, now gets it back out now to Price, back underneath now to Potter. Underneath, here's Kramersmeyer, wide open, puts it up and in. He's got eight, and it's 30-26. Bison back to within four. Over to Cash Young. Young gets it back over now to the near side to Doherty. Back inside this time to Hefner, and we have got traveling on Hefner. Hefner called for the travel. 7:01 left to go here in the third quarter. A 30-26 lead here now for Belmont Clemmy over North Iowa. Inbounds pass this time goes to Wilkerson. Heading up to the front court. Basket to our left this time. Wilkerson crosses the timeline. Gets it back out this time here now to Price on the right side. Up on top to Hagan. Hagan looks at it. Back out to Price right side. Price with it here now. Going to be dribbling it now up on top now to Hagan. Back out to Price on the right side. Bounce pass inside Potter. Turnaround jump shot is no good. Rebound Wilkerson back up. That's no good. He gets his own rebound. He's fouled and he'll go to the free throw line. Wilkerson fouled, missing two easy attempts, but he gets fouled and he'll go to the free throw line. Cowan Kelly guilty of that one, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for the 6'2" senior from North Iowa. Max Wilkerson to the free throw line for a pair that he can bring North Iowa back to within two with a couple of free throws. First one is up and no good. No good for Wilkerson. Second free throw coming up here now for Max with 6.5 left to go third quarter. Wilkerson takes a couple of dribbles. That one is up. That one is good. He's 1-for-2 that time from the free throw line. He's got 8. Belmont Clemmy 30, North Iowa 27. Inbounds pass goes to Paulson. Up to the front court. Basket to our right here. This time is Belmont Clemmy. Back out to Young on the high post. Left side up on top to Paulson. Paulson back out this time to Doherty. Doherty inside. Taken away that time by the Bison. We go the other way. Price down court. Wilkerson up and in. Wilkerson up and in. He's got 10. Bison back to within 130-29. Up on top, Paulson. Back out to Young on the left side. Back over this time here now to Kelly. Kelly tries to alley-oop inside. Now gets it to Hefner. Hefner shoots and misses. Rebound taken by Potter. North Iowa. We go the other way. Front court. Basket to our left. Potter fires back out to Price on the left, on the right wing. And Price is fouled that time. Price gets fouled by Cash Young. That's his first. The team's first of the... The team's second, I should say, of the quarter. And we have Juan Medina. We'll check back in here now for the Broncos and for Doherty. And we also have Hagan coming out. And Rock Hughes back in now for the Bison with 5:51 left to go here now. Third quarter. Bison back to within 130-29 to Belmont Clemmy. Cash Young will check out here as well here now for the Broncos. as it'll be Price with the inbounds pass. This time goes to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back out to Price, right side. Price with the basketball here now for Belmont, for North Iowa. Inside now to Kramersmeyer. Bounce pass inside Hughes to Potter. Potter from the baseline up and in, and the Bison regain the lead. Potter puts the Bison up on top, 31 to 30, 5.5 left to go, third quarter. Goes back this time to Hefner, right side, up on top, Paulson. Back over to Castillo from three. He answers that one with three of his own. He's got nine. Puts the Broncos back up on top, 33-31 with 5:23 left to go, third quarter. Hughes underneath now to Potter. Potter fires back out now to Hughes. Hughes left side up on top. Here's Price for three. No good. Rebound. Saved that time and recovered by Paulson, but he's fouled by Price. Price gets the foul. That's going to be four on Price with 5:08 left to go here. Third quarter, Price will have to come out with four fouls, and Kevin Hagan back in the ballgame here for North Iowa with 5:08 left to go in the third. Inbounds pass this time goes to Paulson up in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Paulson inside Medina. Back inside to Hefner. Shot put up by Kelly is good. Cohen Kelly with the shot underneath. He's got five, and it's 35-31. Broncos back up here by four. Up on top of the now Wilkerson. Back out this time here now. Excuse me. Going to be going back out now to Wilkerson. Wilkerson inside drives to the baseline up and in. Wilkerson gets that one to drop. He's got 12. Back down to a two-point deficit for North Iowa, 35-30. Medina underneath, and we got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on North Iowa. Whistle and a foul going to be called here now on the Bison. It'll be Jamison Kramersmeyer with his second, the team's second of the quarter, with 4.5 left to go third quarter, and a 35-33 lead. Belmont Columbia over North Iowa. Here's a long shot, no good. Rebound to Hefner, taken by Paulson, puts it up and in. Paulson puts that one up and in. He's got six, 37-33. Belmont Clemmy lead back up to four. Kramersmeyer gets it back off now to Hagan up on top this time here now. To Hughes, back to Hagan on the high post right side. Back inside to Potter, back out now to Wilkerson. Wilkerson drives, taken to the baseline now. Hughes puts it up, that's no good. Rebound taken by Kelly for Belmont Clemmy. We go the other way. Here is Hefner driving, shooting, no good. Rebounds his own shot, back up and in. Brody Hefner up and in. He's got 10, 39-33. Back up to a six-point lead for Belmont Clemmy. Timeout on the court. We'll take one here as well with 3:49 left to go in the third. Belmont Clemmy 39, North Iowa 33. Back with more in 1 minute.
Farmers at heart. At Beck, that's who we are. For over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Mats and Seed are proud Beck dealers dedicated to serving farmers in North Iowa. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We're committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Brad Matson at 641-590-2471.
Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center is your one-stop liquor store. Check out their inventory, including your favorite beers, wines, and liquors, along with great gift ideas, including wine bags, glasses and gifts, can koozies, wine bottle openers, and backpack coolers. They're open from 5 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 1 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays through Thursdays, Fridays 1 to 10 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your one-stop liquor store is Old Fire Liquor in Buffalo Center. Back in Belmont, 3:49 left to go, third quarter. Belmont Clemmy 39, North Iowa 33. The Bison had a two-point lead earlier here in this third quarter, and then the Broncos get the lead right back here. Inbounds pass this time goes now to Hagan. Back out to Wilkerson, high post left side. Wilkerson now with it, back out to Hughes on the right side. Hughes with it now, back inside to Kramersmeyer. Back out to Hughes, right wing. Hughes with it here now for North Iowa. Up on top now to Wilkerson. Wilkerson tries to drive the lane. He stops at the free throw line, shoots in and out. No good. Rebound Medina for Belmont Clemmy. Back out to Paulson in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Back out to Castillo, left side. Castillo from the left corner, three. No good. Rebound taken by Medina. He puts it back up. That's good. Juan Ulysses Medina. Up to six now. Back up to an eight-point lead for Belmont Clemmy, 41-33. With it up on top here now is Hagan. Hagan back out to Hughes on the right wing. Hughes up on top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson back out in the left corner. Three-pointer is up and good that time here now by Kevin Hagan. Hagen's up to 5, 41-36. Back down to a 5-point deficit for North Iowa. Paulson, top of the key to Medina at the free throw line. Back out to Paulson. Paulson to Castillo to Kelly. Loose basketball, but taken away this time here now by Wilkerson. But the momentum took him out of bounds. It'll go back to Belmont Clemmie with 2:39 left to go here in the third quarter. Potter will come out. And into the ballgame for the first time, number 23, that's Carter Copen. And the Broncos miss, and we have Hagen going coast to coast, puts it up and no good, and he's fouled. And that's going to be a foul called here now. It's going to be actually knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back here now to Belmont Clemmie. Paulson with it now, back out to Castillo, up on top to Paulson. Back now to Hefner, cross court pass Castillo for three from the left side is good. Castillo now with a back-to-back threes. He's got 12, 44-36. Back up to an 8-point lead here now for Belmont Clemmie. Firing back out to the far side now is Hughes. Up on top this time, now to Hagen. Hagen now with it. Back out to Hughes. Loose basketball. Picked off this time by the Broncos. Here's Paulson all the way up and in. Paulson all the way puts it up and in. He's got 8, and it's 46-36. Back up to a 10-point lead here now for Belmont Clemmie with a minute 50 left to go in the third quarter. With a basketball here now will be Hughes, top of the key. Back to Hagen on the high post, left side. Hagen now with it. Back over to the right side, now to Wilkerson. Wilkerson now with it. Wilkerson back up to Kramersmeyer. Taken this time here now by Hagen. Goes in, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by Hefner, Belmont Clemmie. Down court to Kelly. Kelly underneath, double team. Back out to Hefner, right side. We've got a whistle and a foul, I believe, on Hagen that time on the push, if I'm not mistaken, and it is. Kevin Hagen picks up his second personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter here now for North Iowa with a minute 22 left to go here in the third quarter. Belmont Clemmie 46 and North Iowa 36. Cash Young will attempt the inbounds pass here this time for Belmont Clemmie. Young looking, back in now. Up on top to Paulson. Paulson with the basketball. Off to Hefner on the high post. Right side underneath now to Medina. Medina back out this time here. Here's a three for Cash Young. Three-point attempt is good by Young from the left side. He's got 7, 49-36. The Broncos back up by 13 with 60 seconds left to go in the third quarter. With it here now is going to be Hagen, top of the key for the Bison. Hagen now with it. Back out this time to Wilkerson. Wilkerson takes the baseline. Stop. Shoots. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Broncos. Hefner with the rebound. He's going to bring it down court. Basket to our right this time. Hefner stops. Shoots. And in and out. No good. The rebound taken here now by Carter Copen for North Iowa. Back out this time to Hughes on the right side. Hughes now with it. Up on top to Hagen. 34 seconds left to go now in this third quarter. Looking for Hughes. Now looking this time here now to Wilkerson, takes the baseline, shoots, no good. We got a blocking foul on Belmont Clemmie. Blocking foul on the Broncos. That's a pair of free throws coming up here now for the Bison. Guilty of that one is Medina, his third. Medina, that's his third. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Max Wilkerson here now for North Iowa. Belmont Clemmie 49, North Iowa 36 with 22.9 seconds left to go in the third. First free throw for Wilkerson is good. Wilkerson, let's see here. I have him for 13, 49-37. Medina out, back in here now is Doherty for Belmont Clemmie. Second free throw coming up here now for Wilkerson for the Bison. That one is up. That one is good. Wilkerson picks up that one. 49-38. 11-point lead for Belmont Clemmie with 18 seconds left to go now in the third quarter. Here's Young with it now. Left side up on top to Paulson. Back to Young. Left side up on top. Paulson gets it off to Hefner. Hefner will drive. Shoot. No good. Rebound tipped and taken now by the Bison with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. A half-court launch that time is no good by Wilkerson. That is the end of quarter number three. Our score, Belmont Clemmie 49 and North Iowa 38. Fourth quarter from Belmont in a minute here on 98 Country.
Relative Arms, located at BC Hardware in Buffalo Center, is your federal firearms licensee dealer. They offer a wide variety of firearms, ammo, and accessories, and do all your firearms transfers and specialty orders along with gun cleaning and Cerakote. Relative Arms is your dealer for SOS Imports, Crow Shooting Supply, Bill Hicks & Company, and TSES USA Firearms and Accessories. They can even order online and take trade-ins. For all your FFL needs, come to Relative Arms, located at BC Hardware in Buffalo Center, or online at relativearms.com. The State Savings Bank has been serving the Rake area since 1914. State Savings Bank offers a wide variety of banking services, including checking and savings accounts, certificates of deposit, IRAs, consumer, agricultural, and commercial loans, safe deposit boxes, and online banking at rakestatesavingsbank.com. Stop in and let their staff help you with all of your banking needs. The State Savings Bank of Rake, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back here in Belmont, Belmont Clemmy 49 and North Iowa 38. As we get set for the fourth and final quarter here from Belmont, inbounds pass this time going to go to the Broncos. Young up on top to Paulson. Paulson back to Castile, left side underneath this time to Hefner. He shoots and scores. Or check that, that's Kelly shooting and scoring. Cohen Kelly now with 7, 51-38. Bison down by 13, just underway fourth quarter here from Belmont. Back inside to Kramersmeyer. Kramersmeyer back out to Wilkerson, takes the baseline, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Broncos. Young in the front court, basket to our right this time. Young up on top to Hefner. Hefner will drive. Hold up, get it back out to Castillo. Castillo for three from the high post, left, right side. No good. Rebound put back up and in that time here now by Cohen Kelly. That's the ninth for Kelly, 53-38. Back up to a 15-point lead for Belmont Clemmy. Around the perimeter they go once again. Here is North Iowa. Potter underneath. Shot put up is good this time here now by Kevin Hagan. Hagan now is up to 16, 53-40 with 6 minutes and 56 seconds left to go here now in the ball game. Underneath this time here, foul going to be called here on Hagan. Kevin Hagan picking up his third with 6:51 left to go here in the contest. Broncos up on top, 53-40 over North Iowa. Paulson will attempt the inbounds pass this time. Here's a shot from Castillo. Three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound taken here now by Hagan, North Iowa, to the front court. Basket to our left. Back out to Wilkerson now on the right wing. Wilkerson back inside this time to Potter. Potter back to the free throw line now. Here's a shot put up by Hagan, no good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Belmont Clemmy. Castillo in the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it back around the perimeter now to Paulson. Paulson underneath this time to Kelly. Kelly throws out an elbow and he's called for the charge. Charging foul here now on Cohen Kelly. That's his third with 6:22 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Both teams have a foul here in the quarter with 6:22 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 53 and North Iowa 40. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going here now to the Bison. Looking back inside Potter. Potter now with a double team. The Broncos want a travel call, but they don't get it. Wilkerson tries a three right side, no good, and we're going to have a foul going to be called here now on Belmont Clemmy. Pushing off, that time is going to be, it's actually going to be on Jameson Kramersmeyer, his third. Jameson Kramersmeyer, his third. Second of the quarter for the Bison. 6:04 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 53 and North Iowa 40. Paulson now with it. Back inside Medina. Medina turned around. He will drive. He will shoot and score. Medina gets that one to roll in. He's got eight. And it's 55-40. Belmont Clemmy up on top. With it here now is Wilkerson. Wilkerson up on top to Kramersmeyer. Loose basketball again. Taken away by Paulson. Puts it up and in off the glass. Paulson gets that one to drop. He's got 10. And a timeout called here now by North Iowa. Bison call a timeout. We'll step aside with 5:34 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 57 and North Iowa 40. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli in Buffalo Center is here to serve you. Main Street Market is your local connection for quality meats and fresh produce, along with friendly service and great prices. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli has made-to-order home-cooked meals, daily specials, along with roasted chicken and pizza. When you think hometown service, think Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, downtown Buffalo Center.
Zaitanka Burt Communications provides the area with the latest in communications technology. Customers rely on them for many services, including business solutions, voicemail, and personal 800 numbers. Zaitanka Burt Communications provides area residents with high-speed DSL internet service. Visit their website at tbctel.com and hook up with the latest communication technology from Zaitanka Burt Communications.
Back here in Belmont, Belmont County 57 and North Iowa 40 with 5:34 left to go in the contest. The girls dropping their game here earlier tonight to Belmont County 56-30. Inbounds pass goes to Wilkerson. He's going to walk it up court. Basket to our left here this time. Going to be going off now to Hagen. Hagen, top of the key for the Bison. Back out to Hughes. Loose basketball picked up this time now by Hagen. Gets it back over to Potter on the right wing. Potter now with it. Looking. Got to get rid of it. Now taken this time by Price. Back out to Wilkerson. Takes the baseline. Shoots. No good. Rebound taken by Hefner. Down court to Castillo. Castillo up on top. Now taken by Kelly. Shoots underneath. No good. Rebound taken by Hefner. Turnaround jump shot. Hefner is going to be no good. Well, they don't count the shot because the foul's on the floor here. Foul's on the floor. Guilty of that one will be Jameson Kramersmeyer, his fourth. Third team foul on the Bison this quarter with 5 minutes left to go in the game. Paulson will attempt the inbounds pass here this time. Paulson up on top now to Kelly. Back over now to Castillo, left side. Up on top, Kelly. Back to the Paulson. Paulson back on the near side. Now to Hefner. Inside Medina. Back out to Castillo. Castillo from three. Left side, no good. Rebound taken by Potter. Down court pass taken away this time here now by Castillo. We go the other way. Castillo underneath now to Medina, and Medina charged is into Jamison Kramersmeyer. I saw his elbow go right into Jamison's chest that time, and he took the charge. And Medina called for his fourth personal foul with 4:40 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 57 and North Iowa 40. It will be Bison basketball. Wilkerson up in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Wilkerson fires back out now to Price, taken now by Potter underneath this time. Loose basketball and taken away this time here now by the Broncos. We go the other way with it here now. It'll be Paulson. Front court, basket to our right this time. He brings it back at center circle, resets the offense. Back over inside now to Medina. Medina now to Hefner. Underneath to Kelly, shoots, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Hagen. We go the other way, underneath to Potter. Potter back out now to Kramersmeyer for three, and he gets it. Kramersmeyer for three from the left side. He gets it. He's got 11, and it's Belmont Clemmy 57, North Iowa 43. 3:50 left to go in the game. Back inside to Medina. Medina now with it. Drive, shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Price, North Iowa. Front court, basket to our left. Wilkerson, coast to coast, that's no good. Puts it back up, that's no good. Rebound Paulson for Belmont. Clemmy and a foul going to be called here, and I believe North Iowa. We'll see if the officials agree with me. I'm sure they will on this one. It is going to be on North Iowa. Guilty party that time was Jackson Potter, his first. And a timeout on the court with 3:37 left to go in the game. And our score, Belmont Clemmy 57, North Iowa 43. We're back with more in 30 seconds. 30-second timeout.
Martinson Auto Parts of Buffalo Center is your complete auto parts store, carrying a full supply of parts for any vehicle of any make. They carry a wide variety of Baldwin filters for auto, ag, and industrial equipment, and they make hydraulic hoses. Martinson Auto Parts is also your Milwaukee tool dealer with prices competitive to the big box store. If they don't have what you need, they can get it for you. For all your automotive parts needs, head on into Martinson Auto Parts, Highway 9, Buffalo Center.
3:37 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 57 and North Iowa 43. Yes, it will be Bronco basketball. Inbounds pass attempted by Hefner. Taken away by Potter. Turnaround jump shot. Potter is no good. Here's Wilkerson putting it up. That's no good. Price puts it up. That's blocked out of bounds. That's going to go back here now to North Iowa with 3:31 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 57, North Iowa 43. Inbounds pass this time goes to Wilkerson, left wing. He shoots from 15, left side. That's no good. Rebound, Paulson, Belmont, Clemmie. Paulson now with it. He's going to bring it to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Hefner back out on top to Paulson. Paulson now with it for Belmont, Clemmie. Brings it back at center circle. Back to Hefner on the high post, left side. Back out of center circle is Paulson. Paulson now with it. He'll go up to the right wing, left wing, I should say, with it. Now up on top to Castillo. Castillo stops, shoots, and scores again. Gail Castillo now up to 14, 59-43, 2:57 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmie up on top with it here now. It's going to be Price for three, left side, nothing doing. Rebound Medina for Belmont Clemmie. Medina to the front court, passes, almost loses it. Now he does recover by Wilkerson. Back all the way, shoots, and scores off the glass. Wilkerson shoots and scores off the glass. He's got 18, 59-45. Bison down by 14. Over and back. Yes, they call over and back on Belmont Clemmie. They call over and back on Belmont Clemmie. The Belmont Clemmie coach is livid about that call. They call over and back on Belmont Clemmie. Ryan, the Belmont Clemmie coach is just livid about that call. And now we have a whistle and we have a blocking foul going to be called here on Castillo. Castillo called for the foul, foul number four here. With 2:25 left to go here in the game, this is going to get interesting yet, I'm afraid. Belmont Clemmie up on top, 59-45. Inbounds pass this time goes to Wilkerson. Wilkerson up on top, now to Price. Price back to Wilkerson now on the left wing. Wilkerson heading for the baseline, he stopped. Wilkerson will go in, and we're going to call traveling here now on Bell on Wilkerson. They call traveling on Wilkerson with 2:13 left to go in the game, 59-45. Belmont Clemmie up on top, and a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 2:13 left to go here in the contest. And our score, Belmont Clemmie 59, North Iowa 45. We are back with more in 30 seconds.
The Patriot Bar and Grill of Lakota is a great place to meet your friends for food and fun. Tuesday night is taco night. They have chicken and beef tacos, taco pizza, taco fries, and so much more. Thursday night is chicken night. You can get their all-you-can-eat chicken buffet, or you can get a carry-out with your favorites from the buffet. And Friday night is fish night. They're open Tuesday through Saturday at 5, with the kitchen open until 8:30. Check out their Facebook page for their upcoming nightly specials at the Patriot Bar and Grill in Lakota.
Back here in Belmont, 2:13 left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmie 59 and North Iowa 45. North Iowa is not throwing in the towel as of yet here. As I said, this could get kind of interesting here. Bison are not throwing in the towel anytime soon here, being down by 14. They were up by as much as two earlier in the second half. Inbounds pass, loose basketball taken by Paulson. Front court basket to our right this time. Paulson double team, gets it up on top this time to Young. Young back center circle to Paulson. Paulson with the basketball now on the high post. Right side blocking foul here on North Iowa. Blocking foul on North Iowa. Guilty of that one will be Jackson Potter, his second, with a minute 59 left to go in the game. Jackson Potter picks up that foul, 59-45. At the free throw line, it will be Griffin Paulson here now for Belmont Clemmie. First free throw for Paulson is good. He's got 11, 60-45. Back in now is Hagen. Back out is Potter. Minute 59 left to go in the game. 60-45. Belmont Clemmie with the lead over North Iowa. Second free throw for Paulson is up and good. He makes them both. Paulson makes them both. He's got 12. 61-45. Bison down by 16. With the basketball, North Iowa right to the hands of Hefner that time. And he gets the takeaway. We go the other way. Hefner. And we got ourselves a whistle and a foul. It'll be called here, and I believe Rock Hughes, and it is. Hughes picks up his first, the team's sixth of the quarter. Therefore, it's free throws here for Brody Hefner here for Belmont Clemmie. And Hefner will go to the free throw line for a pair now for the Broncos with a minute 46 left to go in the game. First one for Brody is good. Brody Hefner up to 11 now. 62-45. Belmont Clemmy on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Brody Hefner. Takes a few dribbles. That one is up, and that one is good. Brody Hefner now with 12. 63-45. Belmont Clemmy up on top. Minute 43 left to go in this one. Here's Kramersmeyer for three. Left corner up and good for three for Kramersmeyer. Jamison up now to 14. 63-48. 15-point lead for the Broncos. Hefner underneath. He's going to be called for traveling. Brody Hefner called for traveling. The ball will go back here now to the Bison with a minute 26 left to go in the game. 63-48 Bison down by 15 to Belmont Clemmy. Here's Price. Fires back to Wilkerson now on the right wing. Back inside to Potter. Potter back out to Wilkerson on the right wing. Wilkerson launching a three. Got it! Wilkerson drains a three and a timeout on the court. Wilkerson drains a three and we have a timeout on the court with 67 seconds left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 63, North Iowa 51, back with more in 30 seconds.
At Channel Seeds, they take pride in delivering a next-level customer experience focused entirely on you. Anticipating your needs is at the heart of what they do. Channel goes beyond just meeting your expectations. They recommend actionable strategies with the help of their Channel Field Checkup Series and the Climate Field View platform to help you achieve your vision and exceed your goals. For more information, see Nate Heidecker, your Channel Seedsman of Lakota. You and Channel Seeds, a partner in your fields and in your success.
67 seconds left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 63, North Iowa 51. You're listening to 98.1 FM, KBEW, Blue Earth, Minnesota. Royce Murra with you here from Belmont, Iowa tonight. We're down to the last 67 seconds of our boys matchup here between North Iowa and Belmont Clemmy. Paulson with the inbounds pass, taken this time by Young in the front court. Basket to our right. Young with it here now. Gets in trouble, and now we've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here on, I believe, Jackson Potter. Yes, it's on Potter. And that will be three on Potter with a minute left to go in the game. At the free throw line, Cash Young for Belmont Clemmy, 5'10" sophomore. First free throw for Young is up and off the back of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here now. But first, Potter will have to come out. Rock Hughes back in the ballgame here now for North Iowa. Second free throw coming up here now for Cash Young. That one is up. That one is good. Cash Young gets that one to drop. He's one for two that time from the free throw line. 64-51. Bison down by 13. Rock Hughes, high post left side. Taken away that time by Paulson. Paulson up in the front court. Basket to our right. Taken now by Hefner. Hefner, top of the key. Guarded heavily now. Recovered by goes back to Cash Young. Back now to Paulson. Loose ball and a foul going to be called here now on Brendan Price. And if it's Price, he will foul out and he will be fouling out here with 40.2 seconds left to go. Jackson Potter back in here now for North Iowa with 40.2 seconds left to go in the contest. Belmont Clemmy 64, North Iowa 51 with Griffin Paulson at the free throw line here now for Belmont Clemmy. Paulson, first free throw is up and good. Griffin Paulson now, let's see, up to 13, 65-51. Belmont Clemmy up on top with 40.2 seconds left to go in the game. Second free throw for Paulson. That one is up, and that one is good as well. Griffin Paulson with 14. Belmont Clemmy 66, North Iowa 51. With it here now is going to be Wilkerson right wing, losing it. Goes out of bounds. It goes back to Belmont Clemmy with 33 seconds left to go in the game. Belmont Clemmy 66, North Iowa 51. Much closer game than what the scoreboard's indicating here in this one. Inbounds pass attempted this time by the Broncos. That's Castillo getting that one in out of Brody Hefner. Hefner at center circle. Now he breaks it away, gets it off to Paulson. Now on the left side, he's fouled that time here now by Kevin Hagan. Number four on Kevin. Free throws coming up here now for Griffin Paulson here now for Belmont Clemmy with 25.1 seconds left to go in the game. Griffin Paulson with a pair coming up here now for the Broncos. First one is up and good. Griffin Paulson gets that one to drop. He's got 15. Five free throws in a row this time here now for Griffin Paulson. Second free throw coming up here now That one is up. That one is good. Six free throws in a row now for Griffin Paulson, 68-51. Belmont Clemmie up on top with 20 seconds left to go in the game. Kramersmeyer for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, we've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on the Broncos. The guilty party. Well, it's actually going to be on the Broncos. That's going to be here on Brody Hefner, his third. 68-51. Belmont Clemmie up on top. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going now to Hughes. Here's a three-point attempt for Kevin Hagan. Airballs it. Rebound taken by Castillo for Belmont Clemmie. Off to Paulson to the front court. Basket to our right. And the time will wind down off the clock. And this one is over. Final score, Belmont Clemmie 68 and North Iowa 51. And we'll come back with our post-game festivities here from Belmont coming up after we take this time out. You're listening to Bison Basketball on 98 Country. If you find yourself broke down, give BC Repair in Buffalo Center a call at 641-562-2580. BC Repair does on-the-farm service for your farm, tractor, and combine repair, or if it's a big job, they'll come in and get it from you and bring it to their shop. BC Repair can also take care of any repairs on your skid loaders along with gas and diesel tractors. BC Repair is also your authorized dealer for Toro, John's Group, Briggs & Stratton, and Kohler engines and interstate batteries. Stop in and see Larry and Josh at BC Repair, Highway 9, Buffalo Center.
Fusarium is the most common fungal disease damaging cornfields in our area. Fusarium and stock rot cause lower yields and lower net returns for farmers. Prevent both Fusarium and stock rot by using Xylem Plus fungicide from Ag Performance. Our fungicide is the only one on the market that works through the stock as well as the leaves. Just two applications will protect your corn plants all season long. Call us at Ag Performance at 641-562-2370.
The North Iowa Community School District serves the communities of Buffalo Center, Rake, Lakota, and Thompson, with the school building centrally located in Buffalo Center. They have a wellness center for students in the community, and you can purchase a membership to use the equipment in the facility. For more information on their schools or wellness center, please call the North Iowa School in Buffalo Center at 641-562-2525. The North Iowa Community Schools, linking students with success.
Iowa weather is unpredictable. 80 degrees one day, snowflakes the next. Forest City Ford has vehicles designed to take on anything Mother Nature has to offer. This is Michelle for Forest City Ford. We currently have F-150s, 250s, Broncos, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, and more ready to go. We can find any vehicle you're looking for, so contact us today. We're local, family-owned Forest City Ford, where customers send their friends at the corner of Highway 9 and 69 in Forest City or online at forestcityford.com.
Miller Pharmacy of Forest City is proud to support the North Iowa Bison. Their staff works with their clients to make sure that your prescriptions are filled promptly in person and can mail prescriptions to North Iowa fans for your convenience. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. as well as Saturday mornings. Give them a call at 641-585-3931 24 hours a day and leave a message when it's convenient for you. Miller Pharmacy of Forest City, serving Winnebago County. Have a great meal soon at Buckets Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center. They have nightly specials, including an all-you-can-eat fried chicken buffet Mondays with mashed potatoes and gravy and potato, pasta, and Oreo salads. Adults eat for $14 and kids eat in under $8. Tacos Tuesdays, tenderloins Wednesdays, Philly sandwiches Thursdays. Their all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays with coleslaw and your choice of chips, fries, or a baked potato for just $12. Double cheeseburgers Saturdays, and Sunday night is pizza night. Head on over to Buckus Bar and Grill in Buffalo Center.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
And we are back in Belmont as kind of a thriller. A game that was much closer than what the scoreboard actually had, as Belmont Clemmie defeats North Iowa in their boys game tonight. Final score 68-51. And taking a look at the numbers here. First of all, here now for Belmont Clemmie, we have 8 points for Cash Young, 16 points for Griffin Paulson, 9 for Cowan Kelly, 12 points for Brody Hefner, 8 for Juan Yosis Medina, and 14 for Gail Castillo. A total of 68 points here for Belmont Clemmie. Now for North Iowa, we have these numbers. 4 points for Brendan Price as he fouls out. 21 for Max Wilkerson, 5 points for Kevin Hagan, 4 for Rock Hughes, 3 for Jackson Potter, and 14 for Jameson Kramersmeyer. A total of 51 points here now for North Iowa. Again, final in the boys game, Belmont Clemmie 68 and North Iowa 51. We're back with more from Belmont in a moment here on 98 Country. Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired, call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Shane Fries from Fairmont, Minnesota. Been dealing with a severe tennis elbow for 3 or 4 years. Found it just very restrictive physically and really limited my everyday activity. It wasn't until I was at TAFE Wellness seeking chiropractic care that they suggested that I get a stem cell shot in my elbow for treatment. Weeks later, seeing great improvement really in my range of motion and pain. Actually, as of today, you know, I'm really pain-free. If anyone has like joint inflammation or is dealing with what I've dealt with, I would highly suggest TAFE Wellness and let them help you like they did me.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren, Ross, and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years.
So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And we are back here in Belmont. Once again, our final scores in the girls' game. It was Belmont-Clemmy knocking off North Iowa 56-30. In the boys' game, it was Belmont-Clemmy defeating North Iowa 68-51. So now the North Iowa girls drop to 1-7. The Belmont-Clemmy girls go to 4-3. The North Iowa boys go to 3-3. And Belmont-Clemmy now goes to 4-3 here after tonight as they are both into their Christmas holiday break, as both teams will come back here 2 weeks from tonight. North Iowa will host Bishop Garrigan of Algona in Buffalo Center, and then Belmont-Clemmy will host Forest City here in Belmont after their Christmas holiday break. That's going to wrap things up here for us from Belmont. Our thanks to all of our wonderful North Iowa Sports Club boosters for bringing you tonight's game. Thanks to my little buddy Reese Fenske back at our studios in Blue Earth, and our thanks to you for listening here as well. Once again, both of our final scores in the girls' game, it was Belmont-Clemmy 56 and North Iowa 30. And in the boys' game, it was Belmont-Clemmy 68 and North Iowa 51. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. For KBEW 98 Country and KBEW98Country.com Sports, I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from Belmont.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Looking for a great place to eat out this week? That place is Club Blue Bear, formerly Club 569 in Easton. They open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, except they're closed on Wednesday. Enjoy burger baskets, sandwiches, and wraps Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and their full menu on Friday and Saturday nights with steak, shrimp, and a full soup and salad bar. And be there Sunday mornings for breakfast starting at 9 a.m. That's all at Club Blue Bear in Easton.
You've been listening to North Iowa Bison Sports. Brought to you by Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson. Matson Seeds, your Bex Hybrids dealer of Buffalo Center. Old Fire Liquor of Buffalo Center. BC Hardware of Buffalo Center. State Savings Bank of Rake. Main Street Market and the Farmhouse Kitchen Deli of Buffalo Center. Titanka Burt Communications. Martinson Auto Parts of Buffalo Center. Patriot Bar and Grill of Lakota. Nate Heidecker, your Channel Seedsman of Lakota. BC Repair of Buffalo Center. Ag Performance of Buffalo Center and Ormsby. The North Iowa Community School District. Forest City Ford. Miller Pharmacy of Forest City. Buckets Bar and Grill of Buffalo Center. Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona. Hamilton Auto Body of Titanka. Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft. Tate Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong. East Chain LP Gas. Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center. State Line Cooperative. Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman. United Hospital District. New Way K&H Cooperative. The law firm of Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells. M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells. Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton. And by Greg Heine, your Pioneer Seed Dealer of Delavan. This has been a sports presentation of KBEW and KBEW98country.com Sports.
Life is too short to have ordinary floors. Visit Carpets Plus Color Tile in Fairmont to see our wide selection of carpet, flooring, tile, and window treatments. Let us help you find what is perfect for you and your home. Carpets Plus Color Tile at 1010 North State Street in Fairmont. Let us perfect your home with perfect home.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frombly, and here's your 98 Country forecast. A few flurries possible at times tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 2 above. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 23. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 16. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs around 35. 30 Monday. Currently 7 above.
And roll tape in 3, 2, 1, action!
The best is best.
The best country.
It's the best.
98 Country.
Yesterday, 'cause it was. And I was letting the sun and the rum just do what it does. I threw my phone in the water, little push off the dock. She was packing her bags, I was popping her top. Is she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life? Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? Houston, but I didn't care. And I was drunk as a skunk eating lunch with a cross-eyed bear. You've been there. And she was looking for something better than me. I was looking for nothing, just riding the breeze. And she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life. Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't. She was telling me so long, I was already so long gone. I remember it like it was yesterday, 'cause it was. And I still got a buzz. Is she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend, or the rest of my life? Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't say. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling, I was getting my boat on. She was telling me so long. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling,
This is Donald Trump with my really lovely wife, Melania, wishing you a happy holiday season.
In addition to peace on earth, we hope that Santa puts everything you want under your Christmas tree.
What a lovely thing to say, darling.
Thank you, Santa.
Happy holidays.
98 Country, broadcasting all along the Minnesota-Iowa border.
Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train.
Oh, look out.
Checking all around the world, want to know what's going on with every single boy and girl. Said, great gosh almighty, much to my surprise, nobody's been naughty, everybody's been nice. Now Santa likes to boogie, Santa likes to dance, Santa likes to rock, he likes to go real fast. Santa likes to ride in the boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Santa's got the L's working overtime. He's doubled up production on the toy production line. Said there's too much stuff this year to carry in the sleigh. Got to get a better plan, got to find a better way. We got toys for the boys and girls all over the place. Got them stacked through the ceiling, got them sticking in your face. He says that this year we're gonna take the boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. We got the toys for the boys and girls all over the place. We got a stack to the ceiling, got a stick it in the face. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train.
Tell you what.
Real country now.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Today's country, 98's country.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The
sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and let it all, baby, we can lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna
Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood. Let's check birthdays for the 20th of December. We have drummer of Kiss, Peter Criss, celebrating today. American Idol winner, David Cook. Jonah Hill, Jillian Rose from MTV's Awkward. Bob Morley is Bellamy Blake on the CW's The 100. Melanie Scrofano is Wynonna Earp. Blake Wilson is Bat Dad on Facebook, and she's Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Sandra Lee, also celebrating. And if it's your special day today, happy birthday. I hope all your birthday wishes come true this weekend.
It's the KBW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder, your guide to great dining and entertainment in our area. Average Joe's Bar and Grill, enjoy these great lunch specials. Tuesday, barbecue chicken lasagna. Wednesday, pork commercial. Thursday, tacos or taco salad. Friday, Jamaican Me Crazy Burger. All at Average Joe's Bar and Grill, downtown Bloor. Cargo Express of Bancroft. This week's noon specials are Monday, double cheeseburger. Tuesday, chicken Alfredo. Wednesday, chicken bacon ranch sandwiches. Thursday, hot beef commercials. And Friday, sweet and sassy pork patty sandwiches. Find Godfather's Pizza Express, Bahaska Coffee, Cappuccino, fountain drinks, and more at Cargo Express on the highway in Bancroft. The convenient stop. When you're hungry, head to the Bloor Shell Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. They offer a full breakfast menu and $10 lunch specials Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Eat in or order to go. Plus, there's sandwiches, burgers, pizza, and chicken strips, too, at the Bloor Shell Deli. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, open Monday through Friday and Sunday. They have daily lunch specials and homemade soup during the week. Check out their Friday night specials, including prime rib. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, Main Street, Mapleton, where fresh and flavor come together. Wells American Legion, join them for Friday night meat raffles starting at 6 p.m. Arrow E-Tab's now available. Come check out their new Arrow E-Tab Bingo and support the Wells American Legion Post 210. And that's your KDEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder.
This holiday season, shop local and make your gifts truly special.
Visit BS Studio on Main Street in downtown Blue Earth for books by local authors Jennifer Newman and Quinn Avery. There's something for everyone. You'll find children's picture books by Jennifer Newman featuring two Australian shepherds who saved the day and thriller mystery books written by Quinn Avery. Find the perfect gift for the book lover in your life when you shop local this holiday season at BS Studio on Main Street in downtown Blue Earth.
Why put up with pain another day? Blue Earth Chiropractic Clinic is not only a participating provider for most insurance plans, but also offers some of the most competitive cash discount prices. Blue Earth Chiropractic Clinic offers DOT physicals, acupuncture, laser therapy, spinal decompression, and other therapies at affordable prices. Why put up with pain another day? Call Dr. Chad Mullins at 507-526-5656 for an appointment.
Hey, everybody, it's Dan and Shay.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Hot country music for southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. Whenever you want it, 24-7. You're at 98.1 FM. 98 Country.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. Messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth